This is Cesar Romero with the thought for today. Remember that your yesterdays are like canceled checks. Your tomorrow's like promissory notes. But today is like cash.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah!
Damn it! I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
New green automobile models include hybrid, natural gas, and hydrogen technologies.
New green automobile models include hydrogen and electric.
Can you repeat the part of this stuff where you said all about the things?
And now.
I don't like him, his giant head, or his beady little eyes. That's all I got to say on the matter.
Our feature presentation.
And I don't blame you. Morning, everybody. It's Kevin Amin Show. It's 5:32, and it's Monday, the 9th of February. Ola.
So it's raining again? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, still. Yep.
You people got to move someplace where the weather's better. My God.
No kidding, like you did. This is ridiculous.
I don't know how you live.
It's been raining for like 3 years straight.
Yep. Yeah.
Or 3 days, one or the other.
Same thing.
Same thing. What's the difference? When it's raining, it's raining.
Have they said on the news or are they over saying, wow, we really need it though?
Oh, I'm sure. I haven't been watching that
I
much coverage.
Either,
but, yeah.
But,
you know, usually that comes along with it.
They go by the script. They go
That's
by the
right.
The script is always the same.
1-800-520-1067, by the way, is the number. That is the Kevin Bean What It Do Nephew line. By the way, Grammys last night?
Yeah.
Nothing for Wing. Nothing.
That's true.
I say goodbye to love. No one ever cares if I shall live or die. Time and time again, the chance for love has passed me by, and all I know of love is how to live it out. I just can't seem to find it.
They got all day for John Mayer, don't
yep.
they? Got plenty of time for him.
Thank Not you a, for bringing nothing, back Wing.
Snub the great
nothing
Wing.
For Wing. Where yep. the hell is Wing? The two things I noticed in what little I saw, I had a miserable night last night. Didn't get to see much of the Grammys, but there was no Beyonce.
Would have been worse had you watched it.
No Beyonce and no Wing. Those were the oversights as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, the two hottest women on the planet.
The two hottest women on the planet. Let's hear a little bit more Wing before we go to your phone calls, because Lisa's right. It has been a while.
So I make my sleep my life along. Though it not that easy way, I guess I always know. I say goodbye to love.
Now, when we spoke with Wing, and I know it's been some time now, but did we ask her if she was at all familiar with the songs that she's attempting to sing, or is that the first time she's ever seen the lyrics when she's trying to record them?
I don't remember if we asked her that or not.
I
do remember that she strikes us in the Armenian comedian-like way in that she finds what she does beautiful.
Yes.
Uh-huh. As do I.
Has great confidence in her singing, as do we, but I don't know.
It sounds so much like she's never heard this song before. As she's listen to how lost she gets in this part.
There are no tomorrows for this heart, oh my. Surely time will go to bitter memory and I find that there is someone to believe in.
She can't find the melody. She just can't keep up with the words.
Rock and roll.
She's the best.
I do love her so much, but I was with great regret that I saw no Wing last. I didn't even see her any of the televised categories that I saw. I didn't even see her nominated, much less didn't win.
Yeah, she should have been up for best rock album, best album.
I agree.
Best new artist, all of the above, but no. It's a big oversight. All right, let's take your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067 for Kevin Amin's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
When I eat hot Cheetos, I get crazy.
I just love hot Cheetos! I love you so much!
The number one selling extruded snack in America, it bedevils you. A family-sized bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos is what it says here. That's the prize for this morning's Kevin and Bean What a Do Nephew. How about that? We're giving out Hot Cheetos.
That's the best prize we've ever given out. Let's go to Jen in Riverside to start this morning. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning. Good morning, baby dude.
Good morning.
I think that's why I like calling this feature this, because no one is able to say it properly.
Right. White people are weak. That's why.
All right, Jen, yes.
I'm the 909, so, you know. Yeah, well. That's how we roll.
What's going on?
Well, I'm in the torrential downpour to begin with. Let's talk about the whores in the music industry.
The whores?
The Grammys. That was the, I don't even know. There's no words. At least Blank showed up. But it was anyone in Riverside, anyone in L.A., anyone in Nevada. Come on down and perform. And it was bad. Bad.
I don't understand your point. You're saying the show was too long? Is that what you mean? There were too many performances?
I'm saying not only was three and a half hours too long, but yeah. When I leave the room and I come back and it's in black and white, and there's some pregnant woman jumping around in a ladybug costume.
That was the best thing I've ever seen.
Explain that to me. I didn't see it.
MIA?
Yes.
Yes.
King of Mexico is going to put the picture up on the website, krock.com, and Kevin and Bean page. I think she was due yesterday.
That's right.
Oh.
And she came out in this ridiculous looking, like, bug outfit where she had, like, white and black on just on her boobs and on her stomach, and then everything else was black. And
oh, dear.
And
their
Jonas Brothers is this Stevie Wonder, and they don't know the words. And, oh, God, it was just.
I can't wait to get home and watch it.
That was good. Both of those were great.
I saw MIA on the red carpet in the arrivals, and is she officially a midget? She looks like she might be. She's so tiny.
She looks like it, but I've never seen anyone that pregnant perform ever. I mean,
it was great.
There's no question about it that she's either due or past due when you see her. She's huge.
Yeah.
Yesterday was her due date, so that is. It doesn't seem wise, maybe, unless she just wants that baby out of her. Maybe that's why she wanted to jump around.
That's true. All right, thank you for the call. That was pretty spectacular. Let's go to Ray in El Monte. Good morning, Ray. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. What it do?
What it do, nephew?
What's going on?
What it do?
What it do, baby boo?
Hello.
Hey, what's up with Chris Brown? You think that was Rihanna that he threatened last night or the other night, you know, that caused him to miss the Grammys?
Well, I did hear there might be charges of domestic violence, so it does seem to point that way.
And they don't confirm and deny who it was, if it was Rihanna or not.
Right, but then on a separate note, Rihanna went to the hospital over the weekend.
Oh, really?
I think. Yeah. I mean, it. I don't know.
Hopefully
I don't know what.
Are you starting rumors?
I don't know what the story. Yeah, I'm just going to start making stuff up. No, I mean, it sounded like everybody was tapping around that, and that's what happened. But I don't know for sure.
You don't know yet.
You don't hurt my Rihanna. You just don't do that.
If
you're listening and you're mad enough to hit a woman, hit someone else. Don't hit Rihanna. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Who's with me?
You're fine with hitting, just don't make it Rihanna.
Exactly.
I'm saying no one is with you.
Fine. No one so far.
There has to be an ugly chick on the sidewalk that you can just go up and beat on. I'm just saying, leave Rihanna alone. That's what I'm saying. What?
Ian and Alyssa Viejo, good morning.
This is Sean, actually.
Hey, Sean.
What's going on, guys? What it do?
What's happening?
Lisa May.
Good morning.
Just wanted to throw it out there and make sure you guys saw on the Grammys last night, as coming to the door to watch, that you at least saw Carrie Underwood in her short dress, how close the cameras got, but didn't quite get close enough.
Yeah. It was an upskirt situation. And
It was. It was beautiful.
Not quite enough. Yeah, that was strong.
I think the shortest dress I saw was on Solange. Did you see hers? I don't know if she was on the telecast or not, but I saw her on the red carpet, and it was a micro mini. And that's Beyonce's little sister, who, by the way, is getting prettier every year. But, they brought out some fashion last night, that's for sure.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
Pretty strong. Thank you. Let's see. Let's change topics for a second and go to Francisco in Ontario. Good morning, Francisco.
Good morning, fellas. What it do, baby boo?
What it do?
What's going on?
Hey, man, the Lakers, 6-0 on the road. Come on!
Kobe
sick like a dog and he came through?
Yeah, Kobe was sick over the weekend and
he
still played.
He was on IV at halftime.
I know.
Are you serious?
Yes.
He
was
on
IV like after the game.
Yeah, he's supernatural. Wow. That's ridiculous. And they were playing Cleveland.
And they handed Cleveland their first home loss right of the season.
Yep.
Cleveland's, we're going to take it all the way this year.
Cleveland was unbeaten at home. Yeah, it's really encouraging to see that, you know, without
Andrew Bynum,
a guy who I watch a lot and can never, ever think of his name. it really is encouraging to see them do that well, because last year Andrew Bynum was out and they kind of had trouble.
Yeah.
So.
Well, the other thing I'll tell you is I share your enthusiasm, Francisco. There's no question they'll make it to the playoffs, but then you hit the reset button. You start over. I mean, you know, you can make it to the playoffs. Doesn't mean you're going to win the championship. You just got to keep your fingers crossed. I mean, I think about the Patriots, you know. I think about them being 18-0 going into that Super Bowl, and anything can happen in the finals.
Yeah, well, that happened last year, so this year something different has to happen.
That's right.
No, you're right, but Bean's exactly right.
America is over!
They can do whatever they want in the regular season, but... to like Ric Flair used to say, to be the man, you got to beat the man. So until then, the Celtics, they're the champs.
Yeah.
Because you know? So. The important thing is to get in the playoffs. It doesn't matter if you get in by one game or 12 games, but then it all starts over. But you're right. It is very encouraging.
Sure helps to go in the better record, though, because then you play lesser teams to begin with. But
absolutely.
Yeah, that was good to see. That was fun times. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We are going to... give you some recap of the Grammys. Got a bunch of that.
Good.
Ton of that. Kevin and Bean horrible singles party is this Friday.
Mm-hmm.
This Friday. This coming Friday.
Yeah.
This
horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
Not horrible.
I didn't say horrible. I said horrible.
No, I'm asking. Horrible. Not horrible, right?
No, it's not horrible. Yeah, there's no I. There's just horror and then bull.
Because it's Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Ah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Also on today's show, we have Andy Sandberg talking about CD and DVD release that he is working on.
Mm-hmm.
Dude from Saturday Night Live.
He's making all the best songs on that show these days, that's for sure.
No question about that. Harvey Levin will be on the program today. We'll ask him about the celebs and what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you, I am fascinated by Tommy Lee's helicopter pilot still. That guy rules.
He does. It's hard to argue.
That guy had the best 47 seconds anyone's ever had in the air.
That is correct. And only 47 seconds.
Lucky her.
I saw too much talk about Sully over the weekend. Done with that.
He did his big 60 Minutes interview last night, I guess.
Done with Captain Sully. Yeah. Congratulations. Glad everyone lived.
Yep.
Let's move on.
Well, it's the man, though.
He is. I'm not disagreeing with that. He is the man. I can only be told that so many times in a short amount of time.
I just wonder, forget you and me in that situation. I just wonder how many trained, experienced, professional pilots could have had the kind of composure and done the job he did to save all those people in the same circumstance.
I'm going to say no and none and don't need to hear
then
about
move
it anymore.
On.
Yeah. And also people on TV judge shows.
Mm-hmm.
Got that coming up today. There's 17,000 TV judge shows.
There must be a ton of people in this town who've done it.
Yeah. And it's always just ridiculously, insanely, just minute things, just tiny little irrelevant things that they sue about.
Yeah.
And then they argue and argue and argue.
It really is. I don't watch those shows very often, but it's usually former roommates, she won't give me back my jacket from
right.
when I moved out. I mean, that's the type of thing that they bring.
She took a box of tissues out of the house, and I'm suing her for the cost of plus damages. And K-Rock's World Tour 2009 destination number 3, we are going to tell you about that at 7:15 this morning.
Cool.
So that's all coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat.
I can't be who you are.
Hey!
Yeah, that time it was warranted.
Okay,
that was a good one. Yeah. Now you've got the knack. Now you've got the hang of it.
I was starting to doubt my abilities.
No, it was spot on.
Okay, good.
Remarkable.
Excellent.
Top notch.
Thank you, Ralph.
Kevin and Bean Show on the world famous K-Rock. Speaking of, hey, wasn't it? It was the Green Day song that started all that.
Yes.
We all thought there needed to be a hey at the end of American Idiot, and didn't Green Day make an appearance last night at the Grammys?
Yeah.
First time we'd seen those guys with their bleach blonde hair in a long time.
They did. Came out to announce the last award at about I think it's about 1:30 in the morning.
Yeah, you guys are better than me if you were there. If you were at that point of the show watching, you're better than me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I knew you were out by the amount of country music they had.
Oh, yeah.
It was like every other song.
First time they hit country, I was on to, I was back to the Encore Bondathon.
Oh, James
Encore
Bond.
Encore Movie Channel was having a James Bond marathon. So
good choice.
The first country song I hit, I was over there.
What about your girlfriend Taylor Swift, though? Didn't you want to see her, Ralph? I know you like her.
Can't see her. On the internet. I can see all the photos I want of her. Don't have to hear one freaking syllable. Don't have to hear one note of country music. Just by looking at her. It's magic.
It's 5:50. We will have highlights, I guess, if you want to call it that, from the ceremony coming up at the 6 o'clock hour. First, though, Ralph is here with the first Showbiz Beat for the week. How you go?
Don't want to hear anyone say the Oscars are long, by the way. after they watched the Grammys for what turned to be out 7 hours last night it was on.
They are about the same length. They're both about 3.5 hours each.
Grammy sure seems longer. Sure does. Once they put on a cowboy hat, seems a lot longer.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office, shall we, as we do every Monday morning. He's Just Not That Into You. Women went in droves this weekend.
Lisa's Peeps?
Yeah, Lisa's Peeps.
I didn't go.
You didn't? You missed out on the debut weekend of She's Just Not That Into You?
I wanted to see The Reader, so I saw that, which is different, really.
It's not the same as?
It's not really at all the same kind of movie, as it turns out.
The Reader was originally called He's Just Not That Into Jew, believe it or not. $27.5 million made it number one at the box office.
Wow.
Taken was number two with our boy Liam Neeson. Coraline and its debut for the kids made $16.3 million.
I hear that's good.
Good enough to be number three. Yeah, I heard the same. Pink Panther 2 made $12 million this weekend.
And I hope that's all it makes.
The only good news about that, Lisa, is it beat out Paul Blart Mall Cop, which came in at number five. Then Push, Slumdog Millionaire, Gran Torino, The Uninvited, and Hotel for Dogs rounding out your top ten at the box office. Pardon my voice this morning, by the way. Got another cold.
Another one?
This is like the second cold in a month.
A month?
A month.
Is it that germ-filled office?
I think it is. I think
is that what it is?
I believe that is the petri dish of all infection is our production office.
We haven't really been sick.
Yeah,
but we're not in there.
That's true, yeah.
That's right.
Something wrong.
Is it that giant tongue-looking cold thing that was on Fringe? That's causing it with you?
Giant, oh, God, that thing is
the
so
world's
disgusting.
Biggest cold.
Giant banana slug that crawls inside you.
Crawls inside your mouth.
I got a giant banana slug.
Yeah. I think it's one of those. I think we have one of those sick buildings. You know, they talk about them in the news sometimes.
Yeah. Sure.
Right.
People just get sick. Everyone in this, since the new year, seems like everyone's been sick about two or three times in that room.
You've got the Legionnaires' disease duct worm going on.
Yeah. For those of you who couldn't sit through the Grammys, like me.
Me.
You might be able to enjoy some of these winners for your edification. Coldplay took home 3 Grammys, Song of the Year, Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group, and Best Rock Album. Congratulations to the boys.
Why do they dress like they're on the Wiggles these days? What's going on with them?
I don't know what that was about.
They're just feeling saucy. Yeah. That's what I think. That's another thing about the Grammys. Best Pop Performance by a Duo or Group who has a hangnail and limps on their left foot. The categories are just so broken down into so many words I can't follow.
Yeah, there's over 100 categories. They could really they could pare those down.
It's madness. Madness, I say. Record of the Year went to Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
Yeah.
That
wasn't
Album of the Year, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
Yeah.
See, that's why I can't watch the show. I just have no interest.
A terrific album, though.
Yeah, I mean, good.
Not an embarrassing choice at all, by
good
the way.
Good for you. That one. Enjoy that. Enjoy that CD in the quiet comfort of your own automobile, but don't inflict it on the rest of us.
It's not just me. I mean, it was a big hit as well. I mean, it was.
Ralph, they did a 3-song montage from that album.
Mm,
it went on
that.
For about.
Luckily,
still,
I missed
may
that.
Still be going on.
Luckily, I missed that. For all the winners, you can go to Grammy.com if you need more information. You know who wasn't at the Grammys last night? Chris Brown and Rihanna. They pulled out.
Turns out they were supposed to be.
They were supposed to be there. Mm-hmm. They had scheduled performances at the Grammys, and they canceled just before showtime. Then, around 7 p.m. last night, Chris Brown turned himself in to the LAPD, who are currently investigating his involvement in an alleged felony battery case. Now, Kevin may have more information than I do. I have got a story here that says the police was in a car with a woman who was not Rihanna in Hancock Park early Sunday morning. They had an argument, things got out of hand, and apparently Chris allegedly assaulted her, and now they're looking into it. The woman called the police and said that Chris attacked her, but he'd already left the scene. So, obviously, cops are still investigating. Hmm. But he's already out on bail. Chris is out, so look out, ladies.
You would have thought with both of them pulling out last night and both of them being scheduled to perform, I think, that the show would have been early, ended early.
But yeah, apparently can you imagine if they'd both been there?
Apparently, they did everything they could to fill that time.
Yeah, they picked a couple of other artists and threw them together for another song, I believe. So that's what happened.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, on ABC, trying to counter program to the Grammys, ABC was slowly doling out their new cast for Dancing with the Stars, little by little, during commercial breaks over on ABC.
Oh, really?
They tell you like one at a time.
Really?
Oh, my God.
Trying to steal away thunder from CBS's Grammys broadcast.
Who cares that much to sit through a show to find out who the next contestant is?
Dude. there are crazy fans out there for Dancing with the Stars. Crazy. Yeah. I mean, the show is obviously always in the top two or three when it's on right. the air. So now we finally know. It will be husband versus wife for the first time ever on Dancing with the Stars, as Jewel and her rodeo husband, Ty Murray, will both be competing.
Okay.
Not with each other.
Against
They'll
each
be
other.
Battling against each other.
All right.
Hmm. Belinda Carlisle from the Go-Go's, also in the eighth season of Dancing with the Stars. Denise Richards has weaseled her way onto the show somehow.
Because there's a camera.
Lawrence Taylor from the NFL, former New York Giant,
sure. LT.
Steve-O.
Yes.
As
yes.
rumors have been yes. Speculating, Steve-O yes. will be on Dancing with the
that's
Stars.
That's the best.
My God.
I'm watching that.
That's our guy.
Youngest contestant ever, Shawn Johnson, who's 17, and I'm guessing is a woman.
Isn't she an isn't she a skater or something?
Olympic
Lisa?
Gymnast.
Oh, okay. Gymnast, okay.
Shawn Johnson, 17 years
old. Oh,
I
remember her from the Olympics. Yeah, okay.
Don't we all?
Yeah.
Remember she did that thing where she jumped and
yes.
then spin, then she spinned?
She was good.
She's like 3 feet tall. She's like Psycho Mike's mom height.
Yeah.
You know?
Apple computer co-founder Steve Wozniak will be competing. I bet
what?
He's quite the dancer.
Isn't that Kathy Griffin's ex?
Griffin
yes,
ex?
Right. Access Hollywood co-star Nancy O'Dell.
Nice.
Lil' Kim will be showing her boobs.
Oh.
Lil'
She's
going
to have to cover up for that show.
Yeah.
Giles Marini, anyone?
Oh, Giles
Gillis?
Marini.
Gillis
He's
Marini?
Awesome. He's awesome.
Anyone?
He does good work, that guy.
I got sure. nothing.
I don't either.
I got nothing either. Can't help you.
David Alan Greer on Dancing with the Stars.
Awesome.
Dag will be dancing.
Fantastic.
Julianne Hough. That name may sound familiar if you're a Dancing with the Stars
what?
Fan.
She's one of the...
Not anymore, Lisa. She left when she went on to her country music career. Now she's coming back as a contestant.
Oh, that's...
That seems fair.
Completely unfair.
She was one of the coaches, right? One of the...
Yeah.
Professionals. Well, that's ridiculous.
She'll be dancing with her current boyfriend, country singer Chuck Wicks. Oh, finally, Chuck Wicks is going to be on the show.
Wow.
Everyone's been screaming, where's Chuck Wicks? Chuck Wicks. Now they're really just polluting the purity that is Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah,
now
take
they're
it easy with that.
Screwing with the it's like steroids in baseball. You know, it's like A-Rod. Now you don't know what to believe. I think there should be an asterisk on this whole season.
Ralph, I did a Google search for you for Gillies Giles Marini.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
he apparently exploded onto the scene as Dante, the Casanova living in the beach house next door to Kim Cattrall's Samantha in Sex in the City movie.
Oh.
Does that sound familiar at all, Lisa?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I have seen him
everything
naked.
Except before he exploded on the scene.
He yeah. showers yeah. a lot.
Does he shower
outdoors.
A lot? Well, that's good. He's
yes.
clean.
He's
he looks
clean
like he's
and
a,
buff.
He's a bit part actor. He's got parts on Nip Tuck, Dirty Sexy Money, Criminal Mind, stuff like that, but none of us have ever heard of him.
Well, no. He exploded on the scene. You must have heard of him. Remember when he exploded on the scene? Last week, Mike exploded on the scene.
Yeah.
In the bathroom.
Also in the shower.
Yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays, actor Joe Pesci. He's 66 years old today.
Funny how? How am I funny, Henry?
Greatest scene ever in movies. excuse me. Speaking of country music, Travis Tritt is 46. Nope. Chad Wolf of Carolina Liar. Anyone?
These guys are way cool.
Are they?
Yeah, Dave and I.
We play them, yeah.
Dave and I interviewed them at the Grammy Roundtable. Those are some cool guys.
Yeah, Dave makes this list every morning for me, so I'm assuming that's why it's on there. Because, I like Carolina Liner. I met the guy, and he was cool to me, and he did not even mention my rat tail. That's why I'm announcing Chad Wolf's birthday.
If Dave made the list, though, it should say Chad Wolf, right?
That's true, it should. He is 33 years old today, and Zizi Zhang.
Hey! Oh.
From Crouching Tiger, Hidden Sausage.
Hidden Ass Cracked, if you saw those photos.
She's 30 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Next hour, we announce K-Rock's World Tour 2009, destination number 3. I think you'll be very pleased. This is another
Barcelona!
One I'd love to do.
Nope.
Barcelona!
So, Ralph comes in Friday about 7:30, and he says, "Guys, I got a special guest for the next Showbiz Report. So just go with me." And we're fine. If Ralph says he's got something, we're sure that it's going to be good. But secretly, we're expecting it's going to be the bass player from Wild Cherry or somebody.
That's a good idea.
Much too current.
I got to get on that.
Much too current.
So Ralph says, guys, please say hello to Mr. Christian Bale on the telephone. And even at that point, even though the guy who does the Christian Bale voice is Ralph, and I'm looking at him in the studio, I still think somehow that he must be in another room pretending to be Christian Bale on the phone. I can't figure out how he's quite pulling it off. But in fact, you had Christian Bale calling in and on the phone, Ralph.
Sure did. That was a surprise.
It was pretty nutty.
That was a weird Friday.
Kind of nutty. Yeah, and there was coverage all over the world. I mean, my wife is in Tokyo right now, and she saw us on local Japanese television and on some sort of CNN Japanese channel.
They dub our voices.
I always wanted to dub.
Was the dude that played me sexy?
Well, she didn't say. But there was a bunch of coverage over the weekend. I got a little bit of it, and I thought it might be worth hearing and discussing from the CNN Showbiz Tonight. And I don't know who this shrew is who hosts this show, but I've had about an assful of her. But here she is talking about what happened on our show Friday.
Christian Bale's startling out-of-the-blue apology for his caught-on-tape tirade after days of being slammed everywhere for his disgusting nearly 4-minute rant on a movie set.
Is she overacting?
Yes. Disgusting.
At least she's objective.
Yeah. I threw up when I saw it.
Oh my God.
Don't let this guy apologize. He ought to be put to death.
The Batman star today came out with his bat tail between his legs and said, so sorry.
By the way,
his bat tail?
Not too many. I was expecting a little bit more of the bat jokes, but I didn't hear too many of them except for on dorky shows like this
one. She came through.
Bale's apology came during a phone call today to a radio station, and what he wound up saying is making big news right now. Christian Bale made an unexpected call into L.A. radio station and KROQ's popular morning show, Kevin and Bean.
I don't know where she's getting that information. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Apologizing for his nearly 4-minute expletive-filled caught-on-tape tirade that got out earlier in the week.
By the way, again, every time she makes reference to the event, she does it with that disgust, like we're talking about him beating puppies or something.
Yeah.
You know? 4-minute expletive-laced tirade.
I was way out of order. I acted like a punk. I regret that.
He called to apologize for this.
Kick your ass! I want you off the
The tape revealed an outraged Bale going off on this guy, Shane Hurlbut, the director of photography, while filming Terminator Salvation.
Now, I actually didn't get a chance to ask Mr. Bale any questions when he was on, but there wasn't an opportunity to jump in. But the one thing I was dying to know is, how do you yell at a guy for 4 minutes, as mad as you are, and not go to making fun of the fact that his last name is Hurlbut?
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. Is that too low-hanging fruit? I mean, is it just he's a better person than I am because he didn't even think of that? He was so past that? I couldn't let that go. I couldn't let the guy be named Hurlbut and not at least include that somewhere in my 4-minute tirade.
I'm going to kick your ass. You know, shut up for a second, all right?
But today, Christian Bale was calm, apologetic, and maybe just a teeny bit embarrassed.
The thing that I really want to stress is I have no confusion whatsoever. I was out of order beyond belief. I was way out of order. I acted like a punk. I regret that. And there is nobody that has heard that tape that is hit harder by it than me.
By the way, nice that they turned it into a rave band.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't know what's going on. It was weird to see some of the comments on the various websites, including TMZ over the weekend. There were still a lot of people who were not satisfied with his apology, which really surprised me because I honestly don't know what else he could have said that would have been more contrite or more sounded more sincere. What do you guys think?
I was feeling the same way as I read some of the stuff. People were just still incensed, saying, it's too late. Not soon enough for me. It's like, it just came out this week. What did you want the guy to do? Come to your house as you listen to it?
I mean, he did come out and take complete responsibility for it. He could have said, "Well, you don't understand. It was a tense moment, and he could have tried to blame somebody else or whatever." But I mean, he said it was completely irresponsible and inappropriate and wrong, and he was apologetic. And I don't know what else he could have done. And then there are people who are just who are writing it off to the motive of, "Well, he's just trying to save the movie." Well, I mean, of course that's part of it, but a part of it is he just doesn't want his bad behavior that day to reflect on the hundreds of people that worked on the movie either. And I think that's to his credit that he feels that way. Yeah.
I don't think that 3 minutes of tape would hurt Terminator one way or the other in terms of who's going to go. It's too big a franchise of people are going. And they're not going to remember this come July, whenever the hell it comes out.
They are if we can keep playing it.
So sure.
Who's with me?
All right, I would skip past the rest of the analysis of the tape and then go now to the roundtable discussion. Again, we're listening to CNN Showbiz Tonight from Friday night. This is what I love because now you're going to have the host in the studio who's going to be talking to somebody else in a newsroom in Hollywood who talked to you guys who talked to Christian Bale.
No.
Okay, this is the
objection, Your Honor, all hearsay.
This is one of the TV crews that came over on Friday after the show?
This is going to be a guy from Extra, I think, who they were talking to about his interview with you, about your interview with Christian Bale.
Carlos Diaz?
Can I explain one step further, Bean?
Please do, yes.
Carlos Diaz was not here.
He talked to us via webcam.
They sent over a computer with a camera on it, and we did a webcam interview with him.
Fantastic.
So it's even one more step removed.
This is a snake eating its own head is what's going on here.
Tonight in New York, Katrina Zisch, who is a celebrity journalist. In Hollywood tonight, Carlos Diaz, who's a correspondent for Extra. Carlos, you heard Christian Bale's apology. Is all forgiven, and do you buy it?
Okay, I talked to the guys from the Kevin and Bean show on K-Rock after this all went down. They didn't know he was calling in. This was not planned. So I applaud Christian Bale for that. He answered questions without any pretense. He went in, just basically he called the station and said, hey, you guys have made me laugh for the last week. I thought I'd call in and set the record straight with you guys rather than going on Oprah or someplace else. So it's one of those things where he didn't have a list of questions in front of him that were going to be asked. He just went off the cuff. So I applaud him for that. But
he's disgusting. His 3-minute tirade.
Let's hear what his butt is.
But you got to know, he's even said in the interview he's trying to save this film. You know, he doesn't want people not to see Terminator Salvation because of his tirade.
What's wrong with that, by the way?
It's not true. He didn't say he was trying to save the film. He said he didn't want his behavior to affect the 400 hardworking people who worked in the movie, that he was very proud of their work.
Yeah, and I don't have any problem with that. He didn't mention that he was on a webcam with the guy who talked to the other guy on the phone.
Yeah,
he didn't mention that. Let's see what the other chick says if the apology flew.
Yeah, and I like that it wasn't a tightly scripted statement from his publicist. Katrina, what do you think? Do you buy it?
I do buy it, and I think the fact that he didn't scapegoat other people, he wasn't trying to blame it on anyone else. He just straight up said, you know what, I screwed up. But I do think the fact that he mentioned that he really was so in character, that led to it. And I think in a weird way, that actually might push people to go see the movie, because you want to know what scene that happened during, and that might drive people to the theaters.
What?
They just have nothing to say, so they're just making crap up now.
Yes, people go in droves to see the scene that may have inspired the argument that he almost had with someone not on screen.
If a dude is not constantly walking through the screen, I'm not going to be happy with this movie.
Right. The other thing I was thinking is when Christian Bale brought up to us on Friday that he gave us some context of the scene that he was doing, and I don't remember what the expression he was using, like crazy in the blood or whatever it was. He was talking about how it was one of the most intense moments, and it kind of is borne out by listening to the original tirade tape, because as you pointed out, Ralph, he's trying to keep his American accent going. Yeah. It almost sounds like he's trying to stay in character while he's screaming at this person in a real life world situation.
Yeah, I agree, but I don't have any idea. I told my wife on Friday, I don't even know why they interviewed us. You know what I mean? There were several stations that came over to interview us, and I was like, we don't know anything more than you do by listening to it.
But we're part of the story because this was the station he chose to call, and he's not talking to anyone else, Kevin.
Just tangentially, very, very small part of
the
story.
But this is the closest they're going to get to the story.
I know, so they interview us, and then other entertainment news stations interview the guys who interviewed us who weren't here.
Yes. It's just like when there's a plane crash and you can't talk to the pilot. You're going to talk to the bystanders, the people who witnessed the crash firsthand.
But then you're going to talk to the people who talk to the bystanders. It gets so much further away from the story every time they do this.
By the way, for those who are wondering, and I did get a couple of emails, yes, they were forced to deal with this story on the Ryan Seacrest E! Show.
Yeah, sure.
He did not handle any of it. Did you notice that his co-star is the one who actually handled the description?
He passed it off to Juliana the Giant Alien Head, whatever her name is, and she was the one who had to do all of the text of that story.
We were guessing that was going to happen in the office afterwards.
Yeah, no one's going to say the words Kevin Bean or K-Rock. You know that was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, the person I saw most of in all the coverage, and I tried to watch as much as I could, Lisa May was represented more than anyone else.
She was?
Because the clip they always used was Bale saying, no one who heard that tape was more affected by it than me. And you hear Lisa going,
oh. Oh, yeah, I heard that
every
noise.
Every clip that was on television, you'd hear it, than me. Than me.
That's
which
a sound.
Lisa just being sympathetic.
I did
it was
hear
so
that,
cute.
And I was proud.
That's a sound that only girls in Bean make.
No, not that. No, that wasn't that sound. More of a, no.
Like he's a cute little puppy.
You exactly. were sad, Christian Bale. No, not that
not
sound.
Not that
either.
Sound? No.
Although maybe later, if Lisa's lucky.
First time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO, as we do every day to the Jonas Brothers hit in the background.
They did do this on the Grammys last night, didn't they?
You can call on any topic, 323-520-AFRO. The people love us.
It's Afro Line. Every time I listen to these, you guys even play it on the radio, you guys.
What was she saying? I missed that whole thing.
Me too. I listened to it about five times.
She sure hates us, though.
She just hates. Okay. Yeah. All right. Hates us a lot. Here's somebody trying to score with Lisa.
Lisa.
Girl, holla!
Bean.
Girl, holla! Worst song ever.
There's only one way to say three words for the King of Mexico. The Clippers suck. Go Lakers!
Burn.
That's not even fun anymore.
Yeah.
Dave just said in my headphones, two in a row, bitch.
Try six in a row on the road, bitch.
They turned it around.
Oh, my God. I'm sick and tired of Bean and his puppies. It's got to be more than Puppy Lake. It's got to be like Puppy Volcano or Puppy Gas Chamber or something. God damn you, Bean.
So last night I meet with a puppy aggression expert because we've got some problems in the house with little Veruca, who's 6 months old, challenging Tater Tot for dominance. And Tater Tot and Veruca are both females, right? And you'll love this so much, especially you, Psycho Mike. I ask, in the event that it doesn't work, what do I do to separate the dogs if they start fighting again? If one of them latches onto the other one's ear and doesn't let go, you can't throw water on it. You can't pull them away because then they perceive that that is being, you know, that's something that the other dog is doing. They just clamp on harder. Here's what I was told to do in the event that that happens again. Stick your finger up their butt.
What?
If Veruca has latched onto Tater Tot's head, the only way to get her off is to stick my finger in her butt.
What?
So that she will drop.
What?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
You better start walking around wearing gloves.
Oh, my God.
Now are you tired of hearing about the puppies?
That guy went home and said, you'll never believe what I told this doofus tonight.
I hope that's not necessary. That's all I've got to say.
I can't wait until you do it.
Best. Terrible advice.
And
how did the first person figure that out?
I guess you can't like pull them by the legs or something like that. They'll just hang on tighter. I guess there's no other way to separate them if they get into that mode where they're just clamped down and not letting go. You got to do something that's really going to shake it up, I guess.
Yeah, I got to tell you, that gets their attention.
It would get their attention.
How do you know? And
well, because I got the anal gland.
Perhaps
thing.
You should seek a second opinion is what I'm saying.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe that's a good idea.
Bean was very excited about the phone number from the song from 1942.
8675309. Bean is gay, and I hope he dies.
Wow, how are you going to come at me like that?
Hey,
I guess the auction ends today. We'll find out what that guy ended up getting. But when we talked to him last week, the bid for that phone number that he was selling was over $400,000.
Yeah. Yeah, dumb.
Hey, you know how there are some things that are so bad that they're funny? That's not you. I don't want you thinking that that's you. You're not so bad that you're entertaining somehow, or that you have any worth, or that anybody enjoys listening to you. You're just bad. Just not funny. Just die.
Wow.
It's good to get to come face to face with reality sometimes. I appreciate a call like that.
Oh my God, it's raining. What do I do? It's raining. I don't know how to drive in this kind of weather. What do I do?
Go on, Kevin and Bean. Tell her what to do.
Well, our advice has always been, and we think it's sound, if you go faster when it's raining, you're on the road for a shorter amount of time.
Right. Absolutely.
So that seems... I'm not an expert, but that seems like that would be good.
No, I think you're an expert, actually.
Although I think this K-Rock listener has a better idea.
Okay, so it's still raining. Traffic's not moving. I think I'm going to masturbate. What do you guys think?
Do it.
That's the right answer right
sure,
there.
Sure, why not?
If everybody
it's
did
a good
that,
time killer.
Sure would be a happier place.
Steve-o,
I'm Dancing with the Stars? Yeah, dude.
That was the worst Steve-O I've ever heard.
Yes, it was. Dude watching the Grammys last night missed a certain part of it.
Hey, Kevin and Bean. We were just watching the Grammys and Queen Latifah came on. How come we didn't hear any All Hail Queen Latifah? What the hell, man?
I did get some complaints from the K-Rock listeners who wanted to know why Kevin sounded so feminine this year as he was announcing the Grammys. I don't know the answer to that. He just did.
Those of you that didn't see the Grammys last night, the guys from Blink-182 came out to make a presentation and said they're getting back together.
Oh, wow.
And that spawned this question.
Hi, one of my favorite people on the Kevin and Bean show, who comes on occasionally, is Tom DeLonge. But, you know, we haven't heard from Tom in a while, so I was wondering if Tom can just say a few kind words.
A few kind words.
I'm not sure that's what he meant. I mean, I think he wants to know kind of the behind the scenes of what's going on.
Well, it was about 3 months ago, and Mark called me and said, do you want to play some music? And I was like, maybe we should, but is Travis recovered from his accident?
Okay, that's too much. This might be too much.
I called Travis.
This could be too much.
And we went to
Mars. Thank you, Tom. We withdraw the question.
And we went to Mars was how we ended up. Our man Beer Mug, out and about this weekend at a bar, ended up calling the Afro line.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's me, Beer Mug. Sorry if the background's a little noisy. I'm at the bar getting a drink right now. Did you hear the tape where Christian Bale gets all angry at the...
I'm sorry.
Hold on 1 second. The bartender just dropped my beer. Kick your ass!
Sorry. Sorry.
No, don't just be sorry. Think for 1 second. Are you professional or not? Am I going to walk behind the bar and knock your drinks down while you're serving the customers? I said, like this in the background. What the is it with you? I've never had a BT behave like this.
A BT.
And scene.
Now, Kevin, you have for many years said the Grammys are not for you.
Yeah.
Is that still the case after watching all 3.5 hours of it last night?
Look, I make no apologies for the fact, or I should apologize, but I at least recognize the fact that my tastes are pretty narrow.
Yes.
I don't have lot of wide-ranging tastes, and I have attention deficit disorder. Mm-hmm. So shows like this may not really be for me.
Mm-hmm.
But they do give you an opportunity in one night to kind of sample
what is considered
the best of all the genres of music that are represented.
That was about 3 nights.
Okay.
Last night was about 3 nights. U2 came out, they opened the show, and then Whitney Houston came out. Now, Whitney Houston has been out of, you know, the scene for a long time because of alleged drug trouble, right?
Yeah.
She came out and she started talking about the category that she was going to announce.
It's so great to be here. These are the nominees for Best R&B Album.
Okay, so not too bad, right? She sounds clear.
Mm-hmm.
She sounds like she knows what she's doing. They go to the... to the nominees, they tell you who the nominees are, and then when she's supposed to open the envelope, that's when she decides she wants to give a shout out to somebody.
Oh,
yes.
And, okay.
And
good
I don't,
timing.
And I don't know if you have ever done this, but when you're really smashed, when I'm really smashed, I try hard to make it not sound that way.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work at all. But that's what it felt like with Whitney, that she was trying to really let people know how sharp she was.
Okay.
Now, before I open the envelope,
uh-oh,
I want to acknowledge the man who last night was honored with the Recording Academy's Industry Icon Award, a great man of music. Please, Mr. Clive Davis.
It's almost like...
Yeah.
If I speak slowly enough, it will make the
yes.
words clear and I will not slur.
That's exactly what it's like.
Interesting.
And you, if you looked in her eyes, they were closed half the time.
I was going to say, if you saw her face, would this
yes.
be even more
I mean,
obvious?
Obviously, we don't know. Sure
right.
looked like it.
Interesting.
Sure looked like it.
Well, and she's had such a public battle with drugs and alcohol for so many years, and apparently, by all accounts, is staging a major comeback this year, and she's supposed to be clean and sober, and that's disappointing if she came out and did not look that good last night.
Yeah, she did not, it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a little of this.
Were you rocking out in your living room?
Yep. I'm not a big fan of the country.
That was Carrie Underwood, I take it?
Don't know.
I think it was.
Don't care. So then they introduced Stevie Wonder and the Jonas Brothers together. Stevie Wonder.
Right.
Classic song.
Okay.
Jonas Brothers, same classic song.
Yep, that happened.
Oh, that's not over singing.
That is so real. Well, they're horrible. The Jonas Brothers are terrible. On every show, they always get invited and they're always bad.
How do you make the decision to put them out there with Stevie Wonder, though? I mean, he's one of the great vocalists of all time. I'm not a big fan of older music.
But he's awesome.
But he's legendary. He has like 24, 25 Grammys.
And I'm pretty sure the Jonas Brothers aren't going around saying, yeah, he was a big influence on us.
Of course not.
Yeah, definitely. They've never heard of him.
Before they let Stevie play a song, Stevie had to back up the Jonas Brothers on their song.
No.
Oh, yeah. That's just wrong.
Oh, yes. Yeah, that happened.
Hey, did you remember as you were watching them, Kevin, our conversation last week about the obviously adopted Mexican kid that they got singing for that band? No way he's related, I'm telling you.
I couldn't tell who was the lead singer because, you know, a couple of the girls sang, you know, different parts in the song.
Right, I got you.
So then this happened, and this was pretty exciting. I knew it was coming, but it was kind of a thrill to see anyway.
Together again, here's Blink 182.
Isn't it great to see the Jonas Brothers and Stevie Wonder back together again?
That's right. We used to play music together, and we decided we're going to play music together again.
Is that the least exciting announcement ever?
Yeah.
Not because the news isn't exciting, but Travis doesn't exactly sell it.
I'm no body language expert, but as I was going through the tape of the Grammys, I noticed how far apart those guys were standing from one another. It did not appear to be a chummy group of dudes. Did you see that?
I did. It didn't strike me that way, but I didn't
like
really...
they wanted to make sure they didn't touch. They were several feet from each other on one side, and then they'd have to lean in. I was hoping it would look like they were having more fun to come out and make that announcement. I don't want to read too much into it, but I'm psyched that they're coming back because, you know, God bless them all, but none of them have made music since Blink that I think is as good as what they did together.
Travis had his arm in a sling, but he looked like he was healthy and happy to be there. Coldplay won Best Rock Album of the Year, I think. They were up against Metallica. I don't know.
That's so odd.
It doesn't seem like they should ever be in the same category.
No.
And Chris Martin, I think, spoke to that.
We're not, of course, the heaviest of rock bands, as you may have noticed, but we're more of a sort of limestone kind of rock, you know? A little softer, but just as charming. And anyway, thank you so much. We've never had so many Grammys in our life. Obviously, Paul has, but we feel so grateful to be here and... I'm going to tear up. It's going to be crazy. But thank you so much. And that's all. We're going to go back to our chair.
We're going to go back to our chair now.
They had a big night.
Yeah. MIA was due yesterday. She was pregnant and due yesterday. But at least she wore an outfit that really, really, really showed it. And it was the most ridiculous thing. There's a picture of it up at krock.com, Kevin and Bean page.
Okay.
It's like a giant bug outfit.
What the hell?
And she could barely just even stand up without falling forward. And at least she sounded good. Yeah, and then they went into
what kind of reverb chamber did they make her sing into?
I don't know, but
I'd rather hear Miss Cleo sing that song.
I was really uncomfortable seeing her like that because, my God, it was
you're just worried about her.
Yeah, I thought the baby was going to pop out at
right
any
there
second.
On stage. Yeah.
Let's go to track 13. I thought the funniest moment of the night, and that was a tough one to find because there weren't a lot of funny moments.
Yeah.
And with all of those performances, I can't imagine I'm the only one that was bored out of my skull. And last week we were saying, wow, a lot of good performers should
be
good.
What about Clay Aiken, who came out with the USC marching band? Didn't you think they were good?
Wasn't that Kanye? No, who was that?
No, it was Radiohead.
Radiohead. Yes.
Did you see Tom York?
Yeah.
He's become Clay Aiken. It's weird.
Yeah, he was having some kind of strange seizure. I'm not exactly sure what was happening, but that was not good either. And I like them. But that wasn't good. I don't know if it's because it's a TV award show. It's so hard to move people in and out. That's probably it. But I thought Craig Ferguson was probably the highlight of the night, and it wasn't much of a highlight.
You may not know this, but I'm actually nominated tonight for a Grammy myself. I'm up for Best Solo Performance in a Sex Tape, and I'm very excited. Me versus Screech. That said, I am truly awed by the collection of musicians assembled here tonight. Some of them protest the violence in our streets. Some of them call attention to injustice. And one of them boldly reminds us of a truth that society has ignored for too long, that lesbians are totally awesome.
I'm down with that.
That's it. That was the moment for me. That was the pinnacle of that show.
I don't know. I mean, I guess I do know why, because they're on, in this case, CBS, and they want to promote their shows. But don't send out The Mentalist. Don't send out Craig Ferguson.
They do that every year.
It's the freaking Grammys, though. There's plenty of musicians. You know, Send Bruce Springsteen out to give away an award. Somebody who maybe isn't nominated, but at least is in the music business. Send somebody out there that makes sense rather than just promote your little shows.
Yeah, that happens.
That always bugs me when they do that.
And then this happened, and this is when I knew I was out.
Please welcome the president of the Recording Academy, Neil Portnow.
All right. See you later.
He's deaf. He's deaf.
Someone tell me what happened after that. I don't know.
By the way, I know you hate the Neil Diamond.
And I do.
We've been telling you how wrong you are. He was great last night, and you could tell how much fun the whole audience was having. Did you see Jay-Z clapping and singing along and everybody else? I mean, he had, I thought, one of the best performances of the whole night.
Yeah. On a song that was written and performed 40 years ago?
Maybe that's so. I'm just saying. At least he's an entertainer.
He looked like a wax museum version of Neil Diamond.
God.
Come on, it was overall.
Did you think he sounded good though?
Sure.
The audience loved
it. They seemed to love it. I'm happy for them.
I would put that performance up over quite a few of the other ones that I saw pieces of. I'll tell you that in terms of how entertaining it was.
Well, you're not talking about MIA though. I mean, she was clearly the highlight of the night. I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Wow.
Scale of 1 to 10, I'd give the show a 3.
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
I feel like I'm missing out. I feel like I should. All of that stuff is important, but I also feel like they should record that 3.5 hours and edit it down to about an hour for a good TV
show. Wouldn't that be awesome?
It's not a good TV show.
I'll never do that.
So that's why TiVo was invented, I guess. Like, watch it today and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to say this to the Grammys.
I'm giving you a 0 for the day.
I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. It is 6:55 now, and time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
Hell's going on, and cars are peeling out.
Accidents.
Music's starting. It's very strange. Be careful out there on the roads. I just got the official press release from Chuck Wicks, Public Relations Department.
Who's that?
Dancing with the Stars is Chuck Wicks?
Announcing his celebrity competitor status for Dancing with the Stars, yeah.
All right.
RCA Nashville hit recording artist Chuck Wicks is among the celebrity competitors poised to take the dance floor for the 8th season of ABC's Dancing with the Stars. Oh, finally, Chuck Wicks is getting the press he deserves. Chuck Wicks. Let me tell you something, Chuck Wicks. You're on Dance with Stars because you're banging Julianne Hough.
Ah.
Yeah.
Sure.
She'll be his partner on that show. That's why he's on Dancing with the Stars.
If you have to put out a press release...
They're acting like, oh,
about
yeah.
why you're so famous.
Finally, everyone.
Everyone
can't wait to see Chuck Wicks on the show.
Let me ask again, Ralph. Julianna was a coach in previous seasons and now is a contestant?
She was one of the dancers that the celebrities would dance with. It turns out I misspoke this morning when I said she'd be competing. She won't be eligible to win. She will just be the dance partner of her boyfriend, Chuck Wicks.
Okay.
Who is a competitor on the show.
I see.
That makes sense.
They're bringing her back to be one of the dancers, the professional dancers, but her partner, coincidentally enough, is her boyfriend, Chuck Wicks.
I hope they break up like in week 2. Wouldn't that be the best? And then they still have to dance together.
I hope there's a special episode where Chuck Wicks gets his balls back from his little girlfriend who got him on television. I hope that happens on the show.
Yeah, that won't happen.
Don't be proud of yourself, Chuck Wicks.
Whoever you are.
Whoever you are.
My girlfriend got me on TV. I'm somebody.
Hey, remember I mentioned that Erykah Badu was twittering during her pregnancy?
Sure. During the labor.
Yeah. She was having labor and she was twittering with all her fan. And then her husband or boyfriend or baby daddy mama came by and he started twittering and they were giving you blow-by-blow updates of what was happening.
Too much information.
With her
uterus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we were wondering at the time what the baby girl would be named, and now we know. Erykah Badu has announced the baby girl's name is Mars.
Please enjoy. Oh, there's a little something for you to start your week off. The baby's name is Mars.
Mars.
Yep.
That is awesome.
Sure is.
Wow.
Mars. Wow.
Couldn't they have gone with a more feminine planet like Venus?
Venus, right.
Yeah, you know, that would have been nice.
A listener emailed the other day after we were having this conversation about the bad celebrity names and said, can't people just use these names they've had stored up since they were little kids on their pets? Can't, I mean, name your dog Mars.
Right.
Save a name for humans for your kids.
It's kind of funny for a dog.
It would be.
Or a fish or a turtle. Not for a girl. Mars.
Yeah, that's not good.
Give me the old Mars bar. You know what I'm saying? That's what somebody's going to say someday. Jessica Simpson's having the worst time of her life, and I couldn't be happier. This weekend, she was in Grand Rapids, Michigan, where she was opening for Rascal Flatts. And apparently there were several technical malfunctions while she was on stage. Some sound problems. Apparently Jessica also forgot the words to one of her songs.
Super.
And had to restart one of her songs after the intro.
Oh, no.
Because she screwed it up so badly.
Wow.
Witnesses say she mouthed sorry to the fans before leaving the stage in tears.
Oh, no.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, she's melting.
Was this the one where she came out in little shorts?
Yeah.
Did you see those
Daisy
photos?
Duke's little cut-offs.
Her legs look good, but she still looked chunky on top,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Look, put on a dress.
Yeah.
For Christ's sake.
There are ways to cover
some
that
sleeves.
Up.
Put on a muumuu, whatever you need. Just don't stop it.
Don't stop it?
Thinking about tomorrow. She, cried. Yeah, she went off stage in tears.
Oh, you're just fat.
But luckily, she has all that delicious food to comfort her. The other side. Twinkies and ding-dongs.
That was typical Jessica.
Yeah.
You're fat.
Just give me a pound of fudge and everything will be good.
Oh. Ricky Gervais.
Ricky Gervais rules.
Yeah, he's the best.
The best.
I don't know if you've heard or not, but apparently he has written a letter to President Barack Obama, voicing his concerns that Paris Hilton has purchased a home in his native London. He apparently told the president he realizes that Paris buying a home in London could be U.S. retaliation for David and Victoria Beckham moving to Los Angeles. He said he apologized for that fact, and he would like everyone to return to their native country so we could all go back to being friends.
Don't hold it against him.
Exactly.
I love that.
I think he's got a point, and I can
see. Did you hear the president's response to Ricky Gervais?
I did not.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Did not take it well.
Paris Hilton, too. Paul Walker from Fast and the Furious and Fast and the Furious 4.
Best movie of 2009.
Welcome back, Mr. Walker.
You're looking at it.
Mr. Diesel. He is apparently getting married. The 35-year-old, according to Star Magazine, has popped the question to his 19-year-old girlfriend, Jasmine Pilchard Gosnell.
What?
How Jasmine Pilchard Gosnell isn't on Gossip Girl, I have no idea.
Yeah.
With a name like that. But apparently he popped the question over Christmas, according to the tabloid.
If I could look her up on Google, I would. I have no idea what those names are.
Jasmine, spelled, you know, the normal
G
way.
G with silent X.
Yeah. G, umlaut, question mark, /Z, Pilchard, Pilchard, dash Gosnell, Gosnell.
Wow. She goes to UCSB.
She does?
How do you know that, and why do you know that, more importantly?
Chick. Of course.
Then
of course.
I know all about her.
Know all about her buff male trainer, maybe.
Who's
19 anyway. That's all I got to tell you. He's 35,
she's
19. Paul Walker.
Paul Walker, 35. Wow.
Yeah. Good for Paul Walker.
That's one of those types of stories that gets different responses from different sexes. Because all the guys out there are going, yes, nice.
Not as good as like a 50-year-old guy marrying a 19-year-old, but still, it's pretty strong. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? He's Just Not That Into You.
Yeah.
Was number one at the box office. Apparently a lot of girls were into that. $27.5 million. Everyone who went to see that movie this weekend, by the way, now all cycling together.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's
how it
works. Sync.
Wow.
That's how it works when you're in the room.
Those theaters were filled up with a bunch of women that guys weren't that into. You know what I'm saying?
That's why it was number one, because those girls had nothing better to do. They had no dates that weekend, so everyone went to the movie theaters. Can I have one, please, for he's just not that into you? Can I have one, please, for he's just not that into you? Can I have one, please? That's what you heard at the box office.
It's a miracle it made so much money when no one went there as a part of a date.
Taken was number 2 at the box office. Then Coraline came in at number 3. Pink Panther 2 in its debut weekend showed up at number 4. Paul Blart Mall Cop was 5. Then Push, Slumdog Millionaire, Gran Torino, The Uninvited, and Hotel for Dogs, rounding out the top 10. By the way, Slumdog Millionaire won the Writers Guild of America Award for Best Motion Picture over the weekend. Can we just give it the Oscar now and save us all some time and effort so we don't have to, you know, slog through 3 hours to wait for
conclusion,
it?
When are the Oscars? Is that still a month from now?
The 22nd, I think.
2 weeks. Okay.
February the 22nd. Today's celebrity birthdays: actor Joe Pesci, 66 years old. Musician Travis Tritt is 46. Chad Wolf of Carolina Liar is 33. And Gigi Zhang from Crouching Tiger is 30 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Seems like it's been a while since we've had a singles party, and it seems like we're about due with Valentine's Day coming up this weekend, huh?
Yeah, Valentine's Day sucks for people who don't have dates.
Sure.
Sucks for some people who do. But we have had singles parties for a long time because people in Southern California, guys say it's impossible to meet good girls. Girls say it's impossible to meet good guys. There are a lot of guys, a lot of girls. Somehow they're not meeting up.
Yeah.
So we started throwing these singles parties because at least you know that they have something in common. They like K-Rock style music / entertainment.
They probably have our sense of humor.
Probably.
Hopefully.
Not most likely, but, you know, probably. At least you know everyone there is single. Mm-hmm. So you got a couple of, you know, things going on.
Right.
And I will tell you, there have been an extraordinary number of hookups. Whether they have turned into long-lasting relationships and marriage, I can't say, but there's been a lot of banging. I will tell you that. So that's why we're doing it again this Friday night, the 13th, at On the Rocks on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood. It's the latest Kevin and Bean singles party. In fact, in honor of Friday the 13th, the movie that's coming out this weekend that is our proud sponsor this time around, it's the Kevin and Bean Horrible Singles Party.
If you're single, then Valentine's Day is the scariest day of the year. That's why Kevin and Bean are having their horrible singles party Friday the 13th.
I'll order up some body bags.
Nothing says romance like that sound effect.
That's
correct. That. All right, who is standing by to help us talk to our singles in the other room?
It's me, Jason.
Wow.
Whoa, scary. Hey,
Jason Announcerman.
All right. Jason, any words of advice? Any words of advice for people who may be calling that are single and want to join us Friday night? Anything you want to remind them or tell them before they call?
Yes. Chicks dig hockey masks.
I don't. It's probably not a great idea.
I'm scared of that, really.
Friday then you night. Whip out the chainsaw, baby.
We are looking for
and by
your
chainsaw, I mean penis.
Right, that's what I was afraid of.
Right.
We're looking for, this time around, we're looking for your Valentine's Day horror stories. Let's try John in Santa Monica. He's on line 4.
Okay, you go. You announce who's on the phone. That's good.
Hey, Jason, who's
I'm
on
fine.
The phone?
No, that's good. I'll just stand over here. No, I'll just lean up against the wall here with a machete. I'm Listen, fine.
We don't want to anger you.
I just need a purpose, man. That's all I'm asking for. All that's why it went bad, because nobody gave me a purpose.
Wow. All right.
How about John? He's in Santa Monica.
That's a great idea. Hey, John.
Hey.
22,
what's going on?
22 years old, which you got to be 21 or above. Tell us your Valentine's Day horror stories.
My friend introduced me to his friend at a bar, and we had a good time at the bar. So I guess we really got along, and then I asked her out on a date, and we went out on a few dates. It's kind of nice. Yeah. And then probably like the 4th date, it's Valentine's Day, and I planned out everything. It's really nice.
Nope. No one's buying this, are they? Nobody, right? Are you with me, fellas?
We're with you.
Nobody's buying this.
We don't want to argue with you.
No, I think you got a pretty good read on John. He was he was going nowhere.
Who's, he was making it up is what he was doing.
Could I suggest...
I just stick a pitchfork in the back of his brain.
Could I suggest that if you're heading for your... The chick turned out to be a transvestite. If you're heading there, get there sooner.
Yeah.
So I went on like a dozen dates with her, and then we got married, and then on our wedding night, I found out it was a dude. I go to your party?
All right, where else should we go, Jason?
We should go to Adam from Santa Clarita.
Hey, what is that noise you're making with your mouth, Jason?
That is the Voorhees family motto.
Okay. Adam, what's going on?
Good morning, Kevin Bean, Release May, Jason.
Good morning.
Valentine's Day horror stories. What do you got?
Yeah, I was in the Army, and last June when we were on patrol, a car bomb went off about 100 yards from me, and I got a piece of metal in my brain. So I spent a couple months in the hospital over there, and then they shipped me back. And I was real, and I got discharged from the Army in January, and I was hoping that I was finally going to get laid from my girlfriend since I was over there for like a year and a half. And then
right.
She wrote me a letter breaking up with me.
She wrote you a letter saying that,
saying that she wanted to call it off, and that you know I was gone all the time because I was in the Army. I don't know what
you're
she wanted,
never
but
home.
It doesn't seem like we ever do things.
Why can't you fight the war at home once in a while?
Dude, that has got to sting. All you were waiting for was to get back home and get a little something, something. Wow, that's sad.
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah.
Wow. I think we got to let Adam in.
Yes,
absolutely.
I think so. Adam, thank you for your service. We'll see you this Friday night at On the Rocks in Hollywood, all right? Congratulations. Bring a single dude. We want to keep the numbers even for guys and girls. We're going to have tickets to give away all week. I think we got time for another one. Jason, who do you like?
But no one bring a magnet because that dude's got metal in his brain.
He does, yeah. That would
be bad. How about Melissa from Los Angeles?
Hi, Melissa.
Hi there.
Valentine's Day horror stories. What do you got?
My boyfriend at the time got me a bag of weed with hearts drawn on it.
That's the most romantic thing I've ever heard.
And I don't even smoke. So I said, I don't smoke, right?
He's
like,
come?
Okay, I'll just take it.
Yeah, do you have his number?
He's awesome.
That's like Valentine's Day and Christmas.
See him for someone else.
could he just come?
So you're saying you didn't appreciate the extraordinary effort that he went into to make your Valentine's Day happy?
I guess not.
Wow, what a bitch.
I think she's saying that he should have gotten something that she would like as opposed to something he liked.
Not the most romantic of gifts.
Come on, though. Okay. It's a bag of weed. What does she want?
Well, then you date him.
Don't draw hearts on it, though. That's sad.
So you're saying let her in, Jason?
I'm saying let her in.
Yes.
Wow.
All right, Melissa, we'll see you this Friday night. Thank you for calling. Let's do one more. Jason, who do you like?
How about Catalina? She's 28 from Los Angeles.
All right. Catalina, welcome.
Hello.
Valentine's Day horror stories. What happened to you?
My boyfriend at the time wanted to have dinner, so I was like, I got all dressed up. He said he was going to make something. I ended up going a little early. It was his mom cooking dinner for us, and she sat down and ate with us.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's happy Valentine's Day.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow. Bow, chicka, chicka, bow.
I don't think that's where the story is
headed. Yeah, three-way.
I don't think that's what they're saying,
no. The worst thing now is that he's stalking me. Not too cool.
He's stalking you?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. His mom's not stalking you?
That's my kind of guy.
Maybe she is.
Yeah.
So, Catalina, let me ask you this. At this unfortunate Valentine's Day dinner, at some point did you get your boyfriend aside and go, dude, what are you thinking inviting me to a dinner with your mom on Valentine's Day?
I didn't know what to do. I mean, she was a sweetheart. It's just like he was such a mama's boy. And
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Can we go back to him stalking you now?
No, thank you. No more on that.
You don't want that? All right.
If we invite you to the party, is he going to show up?
I hope not. I hope he's not listening. He doesn't get up this early, I don't think.
All right.
I like Lisa, Catalina. She sounds fun. She sounds cute.
I'm afraid.
You're afraid of her?
Afraid of her stalking boyfriend.
Oh.
Wait a minute. You're afraid of a stalking
there?
Boyfriend?
That's true. I'll have my machete and my hockey mask.
If anyone shouldn't be afraid, it's you.
I know, but right. I have self-esteem issues. I don't need the competition.
Didn't realize that.
Yeah.
All right, Catalina, hang on. We'll see you this coming Friday night. We've got time to take a few more off the air, and then we'll have them all this week. Do we have I should have asked this before we went on the air, but do we have something in place for people who are emailing or contacting through the website or anything like that going on this time?
Sure.
On,
you know? Yep. Got a lot of stuff playing.
What are the details? Maybe I missed the meeting. What are we doing?
I think we have a contest online.
That's correct. Jason, you want to explain it to people with
sure.
the photos? You explained it to Bean in the meeting. I was there.
Did I?
Yeah.
Could you hear it through the hockey mask?
Yes, absolutely.
The theme of this year's party is horrible dating.
Right.
And so we're having a contest online where we want you to submit a photograph that you create that best represents a dating horror story.
I see.
Okay. You may not have one left over, but we would like you to recreate it. Use your creativity a bit.
Exactly. Like a photo of a chick dumping a drink on a guy's head or something like that. Stage a entertaining and humorous photo for us, and the best photo will get a pair of tickets to the party.
Picture of you in a bag of weed with hearts on it. That kind of thing.
There you go. You can enter at KROQ.com. Again, 21 and up. We'll also continue to give away tickets all this week on the air. Jason, thank you for helping us give away our tickets for the Friday the 13th singles party.
My pleasure, fellas.
Andy Samberg from SNL joins us in a few minutes. Harvey Levin from TMZ.com next hour will bring us up to speed with, well, everything, but in particular, this Chris Brown-Rihanna story that continues to get more and more bizarre. So hopefully he's got the very latest. And by the way, our man Weird Al in a car accident over the weekend. I hope we've got the latest from Harvey on that as well.
Bean gets Weird Al updates pretty much like every hour. What's Weird doing? He Twitters.
He is a Google alert, if that's what you're asking. Do I have a Google alert on Weird Al? Yes, I do.
We do need to go through Bean's Google alerts because I'm thinking that the list is long and ridiculous.
Yes.
Let's talk about the K-Rock World Tour, destination number 3. We're about to make that announcement.
Yes.
All week long, you are going to get tickets to see the band Kings of Leon when they play the Forum August 22nd.
Now, that is Psycho Mike's new best friends. You can see the picture up at KROQ.com in the Kevin Bean section. Mike, you had a chance to interview them last week at the Grammy Roundtable. Seems like you guys got along pretty well.
I'm in the band.
You're in the band? To join them and hit the road, weren't you?
You joined Tenacious D, too.
I quit Tenacious D.
You quit the D?
Yeah, I'm in the Kings now. Yeah.
Wow. That was a short-lived stint.
Kyle and I got in an argument.
Oh, that's too bad. Well, the show is August 22nd, Kings of Leon. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m. if you want to buy them. But we're going to give you the tickets, and that's your qualifying prize. And then on Friday, we're going to do the grand prize drawing, which is a chance for you to see the Kings of Leon in New Zealand.
Okay.
In New Zealand.
I was just talking to my mom over the weekend about New Zealand, and she's like, I have to go back. It's so beautiful and amazing.
Yeah. Sure would like to go there. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Maybe people could take us if they win.
I think we have to make them.
So anyway, that's your chance. It's this week. You win tickets to see him at the Forum. You qualify for the grand prize drawing to go to Auckland, New Zealand.
Okay.
To see Kings of Leon. So good luck with...
Take a look inside. It's my in a box.
It's in a box.
We love that chronic. What goes of Narnia? Pass that chronic. What kills the Narnia?
Hey, dog, how's it going? I like your fur. That looks really great. Say hi to your mother for me, okay?
I'm buzzing dudes' mouths like gushes, motherfucker. I'm full up on NBC Inspector and shout, Death Sucker!
What you want, Natalie?
To drink and fight!
What you need, Natalie?
To host all night!
In my pants.
This really never happens, you can take my word. I won't apologize, that's just absurd. Mainly your fault for the way that you're dancing away.
In my pants.
Don't tell your friends or I'll say you're a slut. Plus it's your fault you were rubbing my butt. I'm very sensitive, some would say that's a plus. Now I'll go home and change.
We've been listening to Andy Samberg's greatest hits from Saturday Night Live, now available on CD and DVD. The group is known as The Lonely Island. It is called Incredibad in stores tomorrow. Andy joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock right now. Hey, Andy, thanks for joining us, man.
Hey, how are you?
Very good, thank you.
Well, we're great, but how weird is it to be having an album coming out? That's just got to be surreal.
It's fantastic. That was awesome. It was like my in memoriam section.
Right, like you're one of the dead people last night at the Grammys.
If I died tomorrow, that would be it.
I got to figure out how this ballooned into something as big as it is, where now there's commercials on for Andy Samberg's new album arriving Tuesday. Don't miss it. I mean, it's turning into like the new 50 Cent or something, and it just started off with you and your friends goofing around, right?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, it's still just that. We're just getting paid for it now, which is nice. But yeah, just got lucky, good timing, right place, right time.
Well, and you joined Saturday Night Live 3 years ago?
I'm in my fourth season, so yeah, about 3.5 years.
But you guys in Lonely Island were kind of together and doing funny stuff even before you went to SNL, right?
Yeah. Well, we've known each other since junior high school. We grew up together in Berkeley, California. And we moved to L.A. together and just shot a bunch of short films. And I was doing stand-up, and we had a website and had a couple of pilots and eventually got hired together at SNL.
Now, I imagine it's a little bit easier now because your little songs that you do are one of the highlights of the show. But back in the early days when you first started doing them, was it tough to get the Justin Timberlakes, the Natalie Portmans, and people like that on board with your sense of humor?
No, I mean, in those two specific cases, they came to us. They were very excited. Because we had already done Lazy Sunday, the Narnia rap. And, for people like them who keep track of the show, luckily for us, you know, they had seen it and were, like, interested in doing something.
So Natalie Portman came to you and said, help me do something funny?
She said, I want to do a rap. And we were like, really? And she was like, I love Lil' Kim. And we were like, okay, we can do it.
and thanks to the beauty of the internet, I bet more people have seen Natalie Portman doing that rap than have seen her in any of her movies. I mean, the thing has just been millions and millions of views.
Yeah, absolutely. And now it's on the album.
Hey,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Wait just a minute.
Although it is actually kind of, it is an interesting experience because it's uncensored and she is just filthy on it.
She's the best, though. I mean, you rarely see that high, you know, high level celebrity with that kind of sense of humor.
Oh yeah,
using that kind of language and stuff. For those of you that haven't, yeah. The few of you that haven't heard it, here's a little bit of the Natalie Portman.
We're
rant.
Sitting here today with film star Natalie Portman.
Hello.
So Natalie, what's a day in the life of Natalie Portman like?
I don't sleep, mother off that yak and that Durbin, doing 120, getting hit while I'm swerving.
Damn, Natalie, you a crazy chick.
You shut the up and suck my.
All right, there you go. That never gets old.
Killing it.
Andy, did you win a Grammy for a song that I will euphemistically call Duck in a Box? Did you get one for that?
We got an Emmy.
An Emmy, okay.
An Emmy, yeah. But we'll take it.
Isn't that?
Sure.
That's just crazy. And by the way, in some ways it seemed like a sequel to me, and it's a song that I'll euphemistically call Jazz in My Pants. When that aired a few weeks ago, I swear to God, we could not believe that they allowed that on NBC.
Yeah, we couldn't either. And there was definitely a discussion. You know, it had to air after 12:30.
Right.
It went all the way up to Jeff Zucker, the head of NBC. And eventually they just decided to run it.
How long did you have that song / video before you started fighting to get it on the air? I mean, I wouldn't have even thought to pitch it to NBC.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, no way.
It was a thing where, that particular video we made through the record label, and, you know, we had it, and we brought it into SNL, and we're like, hey, we've got this just in case you are interested in airing it, whereas usually we make them at the show. So it was definitely not ever our assumption that it could air because
right.
of the dirtiness, but,
right.
you know, Lauren and NBC were just super cool about it and threw it on there. We were super happy.
It's so funny because, you know, we're in similar lines of work, Andy, in that we have to field complaints from people who are offended by language and ideas that we express on this show. And our company, I'm telling you what, they get one complaint about something, one word sometimes that offends somebody, and we get called on the carpet. And I have to imagine that there are people who are writing angry letters to NBC and Saturday Night Live and the advertisers when they see some of your stuff.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean,
and we applaud you for that.
Well, thank you, and vice versa.
Does it get down to you?
Every now and again, you know, there's certain things with the show that push buttons more than others. We didn't get too many on that one because it aired so late.
Right.
I remember when In a Box came out, there was a lot of discussion because it went uncensored on the internet.
Right.
And that
right.
was like hosted by NBC and Hulu. You know what I mean? So.
But In My Pants was the same way, wasn't it? Wasn't it unedited on the internet?
Well,
it was unedited on the TV, though.
It aired unedited.
Right,
that,
right,
one,
right.
that went to air without bleeps, which, you know, we were thrilled by.
Yeah, no kidding.
A lot of 13-year-old boys got educated that night.
Sure, yeah.
You can get all of these songs that we're talking about and so many more. I think there's like 19 songs or something like that on the
yeah.
CD, which is called Incredibad. And then you got the videos for many of them. Also, it's available in stores tomorrow by The Lonely Island. Hey, one more non-music thing. You got
okay.
phenomenal reaction with the Mark Wahlberg bit that you've been doing a couple of times on SNL. And I just, it seemed to come so out of nowhere. It's not like Mark Wahlberg was doing anything. He wasn't in the news. He just was so random that you showed up with him interviewing goats. Where did that even come from, Andy?
Weed?
It's my one impression. You know, I was hanging out with some friends over the summer, and we were talking about how much we love Mark Wahlberg movies, true story.
Uh-huh.
And we all started doing the voice, and they were like, yours is good. and I was like, really? Because I work at SNL, so maybe I could give it a shot. And then the idea, I just was working with a writer named Andrew Steele, and I was like, I want to do this impression, but I don't want it to seem like I'm going after him or anything, so what's the weirdest thing we can do? And that's what we came up with.
And he pretended like he was ticked off at the time, and he kind of created a little bit of a feud back and forth, but he never was really mad about it, I'm guessing.
As far as I know. I mean, I don't think it was like his favorite thing ever, but...
So he was trying to have a sense of humor the best he could?
Yeah, I think he was. I think he was cool about it. You know, he came on the show and did the bit and everything, which was awesome.
Right, right. Yeah.
It's got to be so weird for him, though, that I guarantee that people come up to him on the street now and say, "Say hi to your mother," and he doesn't have anything to do with it, really. It's kind of. I mean, you kind of like burned him with that.
It's. I mean, the only way I can defend it is that I also get people saying that to me now.
Well, okay.
Right.
So we're
right.
kind of both into it. I asked for it. He didn't ask for it.
Exactly.
You know, I've seen an interview with him where someone was like, when have you said that? He's like, I never said that. Of course he never said it. But I don't know. There's just something about so many of his characters are very family-oriented and, like, from the neighborhood. And it just seemed like something that felt right. And obviously, you never know that something is, like, going to be catchphrasey. But
exactly. Yeah. Well, it's very, very funny. Incredible. Bad is the name of the CD and DVD collection by The Lonely Island. It is in stores and available for download everywhere tomorrow. Andy, you're one of the bright spots of SNL, man. We appreciate you coming on the Kevin Bean Show today. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Hold on. I'm watching the Grammys. Paul McCartney's up there again. He's sitting there singing another song. It's going to be over soon, though.
Nope.
You know, of all the Paul McCartney penned tunes you could team him up with Dave Grohl with, I saw her standing there, really.
Yeah, it's really? Pretty. You could have stepped in and played that just as well,
absolutely.
Right? As a drummer,
like a three chord song from 1964 that anybody could play.
Isn't that? But aren't all of their songs kind of
no?
That way?
No. If they'd have put Dave on Helter Skelter, that would have been something worth seeing.
Sure, there's a ton of Beatles songs that would be more interesting to do than that's that.
I'm not a huge Beatles fan, as you know, and that just left this reviewer cold.
I mean, it was fine, but it wasn't anything special, and it didn't really add anything to the evening. There wasn't any significance to it being on. It just, it's a weird show, the Grammys. It really is.
But if you're going to put those two guys together, give them something cool to do. Instead of a song that most garage bands pick as one of the first songs they learn how to play, because it's pretty
absolutely.
Silly,
it's simple. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, he was wasted. That's true.
All right, he was not wasted. He looked very clear-eyed.
No, no, no. I mean, his abilities were wasted. 7:57 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Mike did a bunch of interviews with people you saw on the Grammys last night. We'll hear those coming up after the news at 8. First, Rob's got the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Speaking of McCartneys.
Wow.
Good on Jesse McCartney. No relation.
Paul's son.
No relation.
Oh, no relation. Sorry.
Word on the street. I got this straight from Huggy Bear.
Really?
Tells me that while at the Crown Bar, partying until the wee hours of the morning, Jesse McCartney was seen making out with Hayden Panettiere.
Wow.
Really? Isn't she with Milo Ventimiglia?
That was the word. That was the word, but apparently that is over because onlookers saw the two of them making out considerably inside the bar, and then they went outside to grab a smoke, and they were making out again on the street. Girl approached Hayden asking for her autograph. Hayden was nice enough to oblige, but never left the side of the slightly effeminate-looking Jesse McCartney. So apparently a new couple. New couple in town, or just a boozy hookup. But either way, Milo can't be pleased.
No.
Unless they broke up, then he maybe doesn't care.
But Jesse's pleased.
Jesse's very pleased.
Yeah.
I'm pleased, by the way, at how Hayden Panettiere looks on this year's season of Heroes, by the way. Our little girl's growing up right in front of our eyes. She has never looked more sexy than she does this season. But.
Did I make the right decision to dump Heroes last year?
No, I'm enjoying it.
Back? Is it good again?
It's been good so far. They round up all the heroes. They round them up, all the freaks. And they're going to put them in a holding pen, and they got them on this big plane. They got them all doped up, but Hayden comes to the rescue. And now they're loosed and together in the middle of the desert, stranded. They have to figure a way to survive together, the band of heroes.
And the island is moving through time?
Oh, Gilligan. Things are tough all over.
Yes.
All right. Just want to let
that's a great story.
Get that out there.
Thank you.
Now, things are rough even for so-called rock stars. You think these rock stars have the life. You think they got all the money in the world and no problems whatsoever. Wrong, sir. Familiar with Scott Russo, lead singer for Unwritten Law?
Sure.
Okay. A band we've had at many K-Rock events.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Scott has lost his home to a fire.
Oh, no.
Apparently, Scott, his parents, his two young sons, and his daughter were all living together in San Diego, and the home burnt to the ground, along with every piece of their belongings.
Ugh. Terrible.
My entire family is now homeless, Scott says. All our pets are dead. All of our earthly possessions are gone.
Oh, God.
Wow.
In these tough times, my family had been out of work, and the financial burden was too heavy for me to afford the home on my own, and so we let our home insurance lapse. No insurance on the house.
Wow.
Ouch.
I'm left with nothing in this world except my family, friends, and band, which I'm very thankful, but apparently, they are some friends of Scott's have gotten together looking for donations to be made in his name so that the family can find a place to live, at least temporarily. So if you're interested, you can go to MySpace, myspace.com/unwrittenlaw. And they're accepting donations via PayPal and money orders and that kind of stuff. So for more information, you can go to the Unwritten Law MySpace page. But that's a drag when you hear that happen to somebody that you know and you like their work. You know, so for Unwritten Law fans, you might be able to help Scott out by donating a couple bucks. Once again, myspace.com/unwrittenlaw for more details.
What happened, Ralph? Do we know what caused the fire?
I don't know what happened.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Hope Kaylin didn't have something to do with it. Because then that song is going to stop playing it.
It's going to be ugly, yeah.
Because now he hates her. It suck. Speaking of babies, I mentioned that Erykah Badu was Twittering during her labor when she was having a baby. Last week we were talking about it. And we were wondering at the time, with a name like Erykah Badu, had to be a good name coming for a baby girl.
Yeah, Eric.
That's Erykah Badu. Her little boy is named Seven. So let's see what she came up with.
Her first child's named Seven. So I was guessing maybe this one would be 14. She seems to be multiplying by 7.
Sure.
But no, the baby girl's name is Mars.
Like the planet?
Just like the planet.
Mars.
Oh, that Mars.
Yeah. Had you said the...
candy bar?
Roman god of war, Kevin, I would be even more impressed. But no, it is indeed Mars like
the planet. It's not a child's name.
No. No, it's not. But then again.
It's a good point.
She's a celebrity. She's allowed.
New relationship news. Apparently, Christy Swanson is now married to former Olympic skater Lloyd Eisler. Remember, they hooked up on Skating with Celebrities.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
They were made a team.
I forgot about
big
that
scandal.
Yeah.
And they left their respective spouses for each other, and it was a big hullabaloo. But now they are together. So congratulations to Lloyd and Christy.
You can get through a hullabaloo if you're in love.
Christy, by the way, the original Buffy. She was Buffy in the movies.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Claire Danes and actor Hugh Dancy are apparently engaged. Hugh Dancy is the co-star in that BS shopping movie. The Shopaholic. Confessions of a Shopaholic. Yeah. Yes, he is Isla Fisher's co-star in that film.
Okay.
And Claire Danes, of course, you know her from a bunch of movies.
Mm-hmm.
They got engaged. Congratulations to Hugh Dancy and Claire Danes.
Ironically, she starred in Shop Girl.
What?
Remember the Steve Martin movie?
Yes. I don't get the irony.
Because he's in Shopaholic.
Oh, I see.
It's just weird.
That is ironic.
Yeah.
Isn't she the
or
one...
Or a coincidence. I can't decide. Yes,
isn't
Lisa?
She the one that, what's her name from Weeds, was pregnant with the guy and then he left him for her?
Billy Crudup.
Thank you.
All of that is true.
Have to supply names.
Yes, Billy,
<'cause I forget. laughs>
Billy Crudup. That's right. They had a relationship
and they
well,
did
too.
Not stay together.
No, they did not. Speaking of movies, let's take a look at the top 10 movies this weekend, shall we? He's Just Not That Into You. Well, apparently a lot of filmgoers were into that movie.
Wow.
Number one at the box office, $27.5 million. Made it number one. Taken.
You got to start writing for Access Hollywood. It sounds like
I
Ralph.
Do. Billy Bush could use my help. Coraline was number three in its debut, and then The Pink Panther 2 came in at number four. Paul Blart Mall Cop still resting comfortably in the top five with $11 million this weekend. Push.
I saw that.
You saw Push?
Yep.
How was that?
Sorry.
Okay.
Dude,
so that's a Kevin review.
Float and shoot and stuff and fly around.
It's okay.
Oh, you're hot.
It was on the low side of good. I'd say it was good.
It was on the low side of good.
Yeah, you know, like if a good is 4, 5, 6, I'd give it a 4.5. You know, it's okay.
That's too many numbers for me. I don't know what you're
saying. So not as good as the trailer.
Correct. It's okay.
They should have put that on Double Feature with Shove.
I want a good movie.
Yeah. Push should come to Shove. That's what I'm saying. Slumdog Millionaire with 7, Gran Torino, The Uninvited, and Hotel for Dogs rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Today's celebrity birthdays, Gigi Zhang.
Hey!
From Crouching to... Oh, easy.
Yeah, no kidding.
Whoa.
We know that.
Did you see the pictures of her recently, the paparazzi shots of her recently on the beach topless with just her little bikini bottom as a guy?
100 hotter women, Bean. There's a million.
She's got an unbelievable body, and
I love
her so.
The thing you're missing, Bean, is that
she's so pretty.
You're speaking for all of us with the bell, and you're doing a poor job of that.
Yeah.
She
is absolutely bell-worthy.
Yes.
Yes, one bell.
One bell.
You give her a bell, like most average bell-getters get. They get the one bell.
But once you start ringing it,
you know,
Lorraine,
50
like
times.
Like a Tourette's patient trying to get a room at a hotel. We don't need you.
And I wasn't using my hands either, by the way. You know that when it comes to Gigi Yang.
Hey.
I just love her so, that's all.
I'm giving you a zero for the day.
That's on your own time.
Yeah.
Chad Wolf of Carolina Liar is 33 years old today. Travis Tritt is 46. And actor Joe Pesci from such movies as Casino and Goodfellas turned 66 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Monday morning means we usually have an announcement of interest, and today was no exception. We told you about K-Rock's World Tour 2009 Destination Number 3 just announced. It's Kings of Leon in New Zealand.
Okay.
And we're going to start giving away your tickets to see Kings of Leon at the Forum August 22nd. This hour, you'll have a chance to win them. You win that. By the way, tickets go on sale for that Saturday morning at 10. You win that, and then you win the grand prize drawing that we do Friday to send you to Auckland to see the band one more time. And we'll have that drawing for you Friday morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
We also have a Kevin and Bean singles party on Friday night, Friday the 13th. So
yes.
Got some more tickets for that coming up. Psycho Mike is here.
Yep.
You spent a good part of the weekend at the Grammys. What happened?
Down there at Staples Center doing press for the Grammys with my dear, 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 dear friend, Dave, the King of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, it was just... We talked to so many A-listers, I don't even know what to do.
Do you start?
Yeah, I was like, do you want
to... And by that, you mean you talk to no A-listers.
Right, I mean, do you want to hear my interview with McCartney, Al Gore, Bono...
Let's start with, I think let's start with Bono.
Okay. Well, no, you know what? Let's start with Duffy. Do you know who Duffy is, Kevin?
Wait, but what about
not
Bono?
Really. We'll get to those
where
later.
Where is Bono?
It's coming.
We'll
you
get
gotta
to those
build
later.
To that.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta build to the crescendo. You know, I know Kevin doesn't know who Duffy is.
I don't really
is.
Much, no.
I know Bean does. She had an album last year called Rock Fairy. She's a Welsh singer. She's cute, and that was actually a pretty popular album. But I like her a lot.
Okay.
I like her a lot.
She won some Grammys last night, in fact, for her little song called Mercy. That's a very, very good song.
I try to spit my world famous game at Duffy.
Do you have world famous game?
Yeah.
All right. So Psycho Mike spitting his world famous game at Duffy.
I'm here with Duffy. Hello.
Hello.
I brought you a present.
Really?
Yeah, I really did.
We really just met.
I know. I brought you beer.
Can I open it now?
Of course.
Can you do it with your teeth? That's a sign of a real man.
Whoa. But I'll give it a shot. Ready?
Okay, go. Whoa. Okay, cheers.
You know what that means? Here in America, that means we're married. Wow. You're a very, very pretty girl.
Thank you. Whoa. I just don't know what to do. I'm getting hot sweats and everything. This beer is really going to my head.
That was my plan.
Okay.
To get you liquored up.
Yes.
Flatter you.
Yes.
And then you home like a caveman by your...
Is he normally like this?
Always.
Okay, good.
Wow.
How'd that go? She's digging me.
I don't think so.
Yep.
First of all, she's not digging you. Second of all, could you turn the volume up a little? Because we can.
Oh, yeah.
It's not distorted entirely.
Well, I want you to get a raw sense of what it was like to be there.
How can we still not know how to work the equipment?
I want you to get... It was like being at NAMM or on the floor at the stock market. You know what I'm saying? It was that intense. So I wanted you to get a feeling
Mike,
for
it. What does the king do when he tags along as your little buddy on these events? Does he just sleep and text, or does he actually help you with the interviews?
Twitters a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
sitting here still.
He goes back to the like buffet area a couple times,
right?
With the K-Rock video people. He does.
He answered her question.
Yeah,
he always liked it.
Yes, he is.
Okay.
It's the all Duff section right here. So I talked to from Duffy. We go to Duff McKagan.
Okay.
So I asked him a couple questions about Velvet Revolver and the current state of bass players.
I think the audience really would like to know some more insight on what happened with Velvet Revolver.
With Scott, he was going one direction, you know, slash the band. We're going a different direction.
Are you talking solely musically or are you talking personally?
Personally, okay. Yeah. And it's simple, you know, just it's a workplace, man. And you have, sometimes it doesn't work out.
Yeah. And as a bass player, I just want to know, how quickly do you think you could whoop Pete Wentz's ass?
Well, he would go down really quick.
Yes, he would.
Yeah. If you have to own it. If you're playing bass, you got to own that. That's a big piece of lumber, you know, and you're laying down the bottom of the whole thing, and you got to kind of, own that whole thing.
So you're going to
agree with
you're
you.
You're going to ninja kick
Pete
Wentz.
I could keep going. If I had another cup of coffee, I could go on for about 20 minutes on this.
That's sad news to hear if you read between the lines on what he's talking about with Weiland, because it sounds like the dude, you know, I'm just guessing now, but it sounds like if the dude can't show up sober, then it's kind of hard to work together.
Yeah, I mean,
sure
what
it
seems like by
all
there was a lot of subtext there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get right
Bono?
To the A-listers.
Okay, Paul McCartney, Bono, which do you have?
No.
You said you had Al Gore, McCartney, Bono, who else?
Fire this up, Kevin.
Dave Grohl?
Fire this up.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tay Zonde, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Chalk Lorraine, some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chalk Lorraine, baby bone would die before the sin. There we go. There's a little bit of impromptu Chocolate Rain.
Take us back to the time when you're recording Chocolate Rain.
Okay, but first I got to give you this candy bar.
Please do.
You're candy bar. Candy
give
bar.
Me a chocolate candy bar.
I got to give you the chocolate candy bar. Giving them everywhere here today.
Wait a sec.
What's happening?
He was making rain chocolate.
Did M&M's fly him in to give candy away at the Grammys? Is this all a big promotional stunt to have him there?
I don't know. That wasn't like the M&M or the Nestle people didn't walk up and say, would you like to talk to Tezonde? He was just kind of cruising.
But why else would he be there? He certainly is. I mean, he doesn't even have a record or anything.
Dude, he's got that song.
Well, okay. All right.
I mean, yeah, he did write Chocolate Rain. You know what I'm saying?
Back to the interview.
Grammys.
I don't even know what to say. This means so much to me.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. No, when I was recording Chocolate Rain, I was basically a disgruntled grad student in my living room, and it led to all this attention.
Did you ever in a million years, even in your wildest dreams, imagine that Chocolate Rain would lead to all this?
I had no idea. No idea.
Now, what is Chocolate Rain about?
I say the question is more important than the answer. You got to let the question marinate in your head.
I have for a long time. I really have. Chocolate Rain, it means a lot to me, and I've got a couple ideas. And you
run. Throw out some ideas. Throw out some ideas.
Is it about black porn?
Oh, I'd say that's like the no sound.
Is it have anything to do with diarrhea?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh,
I don't know.
That's a yes.
He should know, by the way.
That's a yes, right?
Shouldn't he? Yeah, that's a yes. He should know. If it's not, he should say no.
Yeah, by the way, I'll accept the it's up to your own interpretation answer from, like, Cobain and Lennon. Tezonde better just tell me what the goddamn song's about.
Is it freaky to see that guy in front of you with that voice coming out of him? Because it is when you watch the video. What's it like in person?
He looks prepubescent in real life.
Still?
I mean, in person, he is so young-looking, and then he sits down and it sounds like James Earl Jones.
Wow.
Yeah. It's so weird.
So when do we get to the A-listers?
Because
you've been promising that.
I mean, one of the biggest stars last night, Katy Perry, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm going to venture to say that this is maybe the most hard-hitting, really important interviews she's done since she's hit the scene. Here we go. My interview, ladies and gentlemen, with Katy Perry.
Katy! Miss Perry, come on. 2 minutes. Come on, Katy. Come on, you know you want to. Come on! Katy! Hey! Go! Yo! Katy! Get it back!
I'm sure the other people running microphones at the tables nearby appreciated that.
Yeah.
Wow, that was good.
She wouldn't talk to you? She's Katy Perry.
You're correct. All of the things you just said are correct.
If you just missed it, a very in-depth interview with Katy Perry that our own Psycho Mike did over the weekend. It's very great.
Wow, did she feel like she had a lot to get off of her considerable chest, but she just opened up to Mike, didn't she?
She did. It was pretty amazing.
Kevin, I know you were, by the way, Harvey Levin from TMZ.com with the very latest on the Chris Brown Rihanna story coming up in about 10 minutes. You were, in some ways, actually looking forward to this year's Grammys. I know you normally don't watch, but when you heard that Radiohead was performing,
yep.
Coldplay, U2, Kanye West, all artists that you admire very much, it sounded like you'd be down for the show, but it sounds like in retrospect, you didn't have a good time at all.
Sounded good on paper.
Sure did.
But then it turned into 3.5 hours, and there's a lot of filler in that 3.5 hours. I mean, you might like Radiohead. I didn't think their sound was great, which I think...
Plus, they had Clay Aiken singing for them, if you saw it.
Which I think is partially because it's a TV show where they have to set things up instantly, and it's, you know, it's difficult to get good sound.
Right.
I didn't think U2 sounded very good, to be honest. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I just... And then all that stuff. There's all so many... They do tribute to old people. They do tributes to dead people. They do tributes to... It just goes on
like
and on.
They have... time they have to fill? Is
I don't
that,
know.
You know.
I really don't know.
That?
I really don't know because I've always thought that's not a TV show. If you were to do that and edit it all, you know, edit it down to the good stuff, it would be a good hour, maybe two tops. But 3.5 is just a lot of filler.
I think it may be time to revisit doing everything on the show. I think maybe you're right that there needs to be a condensed 2-hour show for the casual viewer. And then if they want to film... Here's the Lifetime Achievement Award to Dean Martin. Go ahead and put that over on VH1 or something like that at another time.
Yeah, I understand that's all important. It's not for me, but I understand it's important in the community, in the music community. But it's just a bad TV show. That's all I know. It just is not fun to watch.
And it seems like they want us to watch it.
But at least The Rock brought the goods. And I thought that was very, very fun.
The Grammys. Wow. I am so excited to be here. You see,
I live for the Grammys. That's not just an award show. You see, the Grammys are a way of life. Now, to me, Grammy stands for Great Recording Artist Making Music. Yes! I have done nothing but eat, sleep, and breathe the Grammys. As a matter of fact, the very first thing I did when I got here this morning, I kissed a girl and I liked it.
See, because that's a song, Lisa.
Yeah.
Right.
Is this supposed to be funny?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm.
The taste of her cherry chapstick. I kissed a girl and I had to apologize to Katy Perry for running up and kissing her, and I promised to stay at least 50 feet away from her. The point is...
Okay, I mean, you can see that there may have been comedy in there had it been delivered properly.
Thank God people felt the need to laugh politely, because that would have just been so awful if there was just silence.
Poor Rock.
Yeah, that was not good. And then the president of the Recording Academy came out and...
Oh, he's good.
Oh,
he's
my,
a funny dude.
That's one... Let's just talk about that for a second. Okay, I understand he's an important guy. I understand somebody has to have that position. Not a TV show.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be on the show. I absolutely agree with you. There's no reason for the president of the Oscar people to come out, or the Golden Globes, or any of them. Just let the entertainers that we tune in to see, let them do the show.
There's something about the new president of the United States that you probably don't know. He's a two-time Grammy recipient.
Okay, so he starts with that, and then he follows that up with his own Yes, We Can speech. Did you see that?
No.
Yes, he did.
No.
Yes.
No, he shouldn't have.
The very energetic, great public speaking Neil Portnow.
When it comes to pledging ourselves to the proposition that every young person deserves an opportunity to experience music and the arts in public school, our Grammy Foundation says, yes, we can.
Yes. He brought it to life.
President Obama, your thoughts for the Grammy president?
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
Yeah. I agree with you, sir.
I agree.
That is the band Kings of Leon. Just announced they are the tickets that we're giving away all this week on the Kevin and Bean Show and throughout the week here on K-Rock. We're hooking you up to go see them at the Forum. Tickets go on sale this Saturday morning at 10. Everyone who wins tickets, including Jenny Silver from L.A., will also be eligible for the grand prize drawing that we do on Friday to send you to see that band again, Kings of Leon, in New Zealand.
Okay.
It is destination number 3 of K-Rock's World Tour 2009. Another chance to win coming up on K-Rock.
Right now it's time to talk to Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Hi, Harvey.
So glad to have you on today. It seems like every hour you've got something new on Chris Brown and Rihanna. But for people who didn't pay attention over the weekend, what the hell happened, Harvey?
Good question. They were at Clive Davis's pre-Grammy party on Saturday night at the Beverly Hilton.
Right.
And they seemed fine. I mean, we have pictures up on the site. They seem, you know, affectionate. They left it around midnight in his Lamborghini. A half hour later, the police are in Hancock Park. He has left the scene, apparently. She is there and has visible injuries. We have confirmed that Rihanna is the alleged victim in this case. Chris Brown turned himself in with his lawyer. He lawyered up immediately with Mark Garagus, who's a very high-profile lawyer in town. He has been booked on charges of making criminal threats.
What is that?
It basically means that you could threaten somebody's life. Ironically, it's a more serious charge than domestic violence, because after 9/11, criminal threats, if there is visible injury attached to it, carries a 9-year prison sentence. So what they can do is the DA can add charges later. But we have confirmed that she is the alleged victim. The crime report lists Robin Fenty as the alleged victim's name. That is her real name. But also, and this is what we just put up, what's interesting is they're alleging, or she alleged, assault with a deadly weapon. We don't know what that weapon is.
But if it's a gun, it could be a lot worse or something like that?
You know, it could be anything. It could be a sharp object in the car that isn't designed as a weapon. It could be anything. It could be a foot, theoretically. So, you know, we don't know what the weapon is, but we just know that it's listed in the police report. But she did have visible injuries. We're told she refused treatment at the scene, and friends picked her up.
Now, they were both supposed to be on the Grammys last night, right?
Yep. And this would have been a huge night for him. And as a matter of fact, if you watch the Grammys, they didn't even take him out of the titles at the beginning of the show. It still said Rihanna and Chris Brown when they gave who was appearing.
Right.
And kind of ironic, I don't know if you guys saw it, but you know that Doubleman commercial he does?
Yes.
It ran several times during the show.
Yes. Yeah, that was creepy. Now, let me ask you this, Harvey. One of the reports that I heard said that somebody on the scene identified Chris Brown as being the person involved in this altercation. But I haven't heard anyone's description, even second or third hand, as to what they actually saw. If anybody saw anything that was outside the car, do you know?
We are told that there was that there was some kind of an argument inside the car, and they eventually got out. I can't tell you about witnesses. I mean, there are a lot of things going around. We have a really good source, and we're just trying to second source this thing about what the nature of these injuries were and what may have happened. But we're just honestly, we're not ready to put it out there yet. So what I've told you is pretty much all we can say now, but we do have some information about what the nature of these injuries may have been.
Certainly sad, certainly cast a pall over an otherwise pretty exciting and happy and positive night for the music industry, that's for sure.
And it came just, I mean, guys, I don't know if you saw the pictures of them at the party, at the Clive Davis party.
Did you?
They look fine.
Yeah,
I mean, they look
happy. Yeah, I know. But by the way, Harvey, I was watching a little bit of the red carpet with Seacrest on the E! Channel, and he had this guy, I don't even know who is on his team, but he had this guy come in with breaking news about this just happened with Chris Brown and Rihanna. I had seen it on your site, no joke, like 2 or 3 hours ahead of that when they broke in on the TV to try to claim that it was some sort of big exclusive.
Yeah, I know. I mean,
they all do that, right?
Oh, they all do that.
Yeah.
They all do that.
All right. So you'll keep us posted if we find out anything more about that. We wanted to ask you about something else that happened while you were, I guess, in the air on Friday, Harvey. And I assume you found out about it when you landed. And that's that Christian Bale ended up calling into the Kevin and Bean Show at K-Rock Los Angeles on Friday.
And if you notice, TMZ certainly gave you guys your props and thank you for the heads up on that.
Yeah, of course.
We appreciate that.
Awesome. That was awesome.
That was really bizarre.
It was strange.
Awesome. Yeah. So he called into you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We weren't pursuing him or anything, but he had been on our show a couple times before, and I guess felt like he'd been treated fairly, and somehow it ended up that he was in the mood to talk that day. So, I mean, he had to start the apology tour at some point, and of course, you know, I guess maybe he just thought we would be a safe harbor. I don't know.
That's, I mean, that's the thing that really stunned me, because I never feel like I get a fair shake.
How dare you? How dare you?
It's funny you should bring that up, Harvey, because I wanted to know, when I saw TMZ post the story on Friday about the Bale apology, it had that TMZ snarkiness to it, where I got the impression that whoever wrote that piece was not satisfied with Mr. Bale's apology. And I just wondered what you thought, having had the opportunity to listen to it, if you felt like he did said all the right things for you.
Oh, I got to tell you, hey, kids, what did you guys do when I was gone?
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
Daddy needs to pay
attention. I got to be honest with you. I saw it on the show. I was traveling all weekend, and I saw it on the show, and I thought the show was, it was fine. I mean, why? You thought the site?
Well, here's the thing, Harvey. There are...
What did we say? I mean, I'm looking right now.
It's a little bit...
It was a little bit like, hey, he's just doing this to try to promote the movie, rather than it was a sincere apology from a guy who was having a bad day and felt bad about it and wanted to apologize. And we felt, all of us in the room anyway, felt like it was a pretty sincere apology. And I don't know what he could have added that would have made it sound more sincere to those people who didn't want to believe that.
I'm looking right now.
It wasn't just your site either, Harvey. I mean, there's two camps. There's a lot of people who just distrust something like that, and they think he's just trying to rehab his image.
Right.
It happens.
I'm not holding your feet to the fire on anything.
I just found it. Kevin and Bean Morning Radio Show, and spilled his guts in the incident, apologizing like crazy and explaining how things were never going to get violent with the guy he verbally attacked because the dude is huge, is a huge ex-friggin' football player, not Little Orphan Annie. Oh, he really wants you to see his next movie. It was just a lie.
But my question to you, Harvey, who deals with a lot of celebrities and a lot of celebrity trouble and rehabilitation, is were you satisfied with it, and do you think he did all the right things on Friday when he called in?
Yeah, I mean, I think the best thing he did, it was a little bit funny at times. Mm-hmm. And I think it's like the Hugh Grant school on Jay Leno, that he really disarmed everybody, and Leno really helped him. And I think that Bale kind of took a page from that. I mean, this is not going to hurt Bale. I mean, he's a huge movie star.
Yeah.
And, what a shock. He's got a temper. Right. You know, he didn't kill anybody.
Well, that's what we were saying
we
on Friday.
It was overblown.
Off
too.
The air, we were like, how does everybody care this much about this story? It isn't like he killed anyone. Ralph even said on one of the TV interviews they came down with cameras. Ralph's like, he didn't park his car on a puppy, people. He just
but it's true.
He yelled at a guy.
Yeah, he yelled at a guy. And you know what? And it happens plenty of times on sets. And it's going to come and it's going to go and that's going to be it.
Wow. I just feel like...
But good job, guys.
I just feel like... For what? Answering the phone?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, and it was a good interview.
They said, Christian Bale's on the phone. We said, all right. Okay. That was our participation.
What'd you say? You know, we'd like to do the Christian Bale interview, but we've got blank on the line.
Right. Very busy. We have Doto on the line. We can't get to it.
All right. We're almost out of time, but I want to say one more thing as we wrap up with our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com and, of course, TMZ Television, weeknight, 6:30, Channel 11. Take my man Kevin's advice and spend all day on TMZ watching the video of the chick in the helicopter with the Tommy Lee pilot. It is one of the all-time great videos that's ever been posted. It's the best 47 seconds of this guy's life, Harvey. You did a wonderful job with that on the website this weekend.
Well, I mean, I got to tell you, my thing about that is I just think the FAA should have been more on the ball. When
you think?
They looked at this thing.
As much as she was, you know?
She was on the ball.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That was the best video I've seen in a long time because you cut out the actual oral sex and then you put at 47 and a half seconds later. And
hilarious.
She's finished and she's like, wow, that was fast. That was awesome.
Okay. Well,
it's good stuff, Harvey, man. Thanks for posting that. Thanks for coming on the Kevin DeBean Show as always.
Seriously, good job on that, guys. That was a huge gap.
Well, yep. We work it good.
We rock.
way to answer that phone.
We know what we're doing here. Thank you.
Can't we send Mike over to Carolla's show or something? Is there some sort of trade we can make to get rid of him and get something for future
I say we give Mike his own show over there at 91.7 Talk FM.
That's a great idea. 91.7 does good work.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
97.1.
Oh, that one, yeah.
All right, Monday morning
Frosty
on the Kevin
and Mike.
Show.
I like it.
Very good.
Danny and Mike in the afternoons.
Oh, come on. Are you pumped? Yeah, I'm
3 minutes, whatever the show is over there.
So shredded. Oh, punch you in the face. I'll punch you in the face. Let's do it.
And I'm going to go outside for a cigarette. I'll be back.
With the showbiz beat. How you go, Ralph?
Do you just wait for us to finish talking beans?
He does.
You keep doing your own show? How about joining us? How about getting involved in what we're talking about?
He was in mid-sentence, and he would have paused as long as it took and then picked it right back up.
Just had to finish. Just couldn't join us. It's a wacky show this morning for a Monday. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? He's Just Not That Into You. Oh, ladies. Ladies, ladies, ladies.
I'm going sometime soon.
Here's the thing about women. Single girls have a lot of expendable income. What do they call that thing? Discretionary income?
Disposable.
Sure. Disposable income? Yeah. So a lot of them spend it on movie tickets this weekend. Because it's the only expenses they have, really, are cat food. Right? And then movie tickets. That's all they really need
That's
to spend
it?
Their money on.
That's all women spend their money on?
Well, the single ones, because they don't have to buy, like, Valentine's gifts or lingerie or razors for their legs. They don't need to, to spend money on any of that stuff.
I object to that.
Don't they send themselves flowers and cards and stuff so that people don't
get No, they say that they got them, but they never do. Oh. They never actually get them.
I got you.
It's just milk duds and movie tickets and cat food. Well... Most of them have dried up by now.
Oh, right
really
now.
All right. All right. Yeah, that is over the line.
Yeah, way.
All right.
They're barren and infertile by this point.
Yeah, put my foot
you got
down.
That right.
Oh, my God. I almost didn't do it. I almost didn't do it. I thought, is this in bad taste? But you know what? I went for it. I went for it, and I am so glad I did.
Me too.
Oh, yeah, worth it. Totally worth it.
Totally worth it. Absolutely. $27.5 million. Made. He's Just Not That Into You, number one at the box office.
Mm-hmm.
Number two was Taken, something those women will never be.
continuing the theme.
Where's the hate coming from?
I'm just saying, who's going to this movie? That's what I'm saying.
I'm just saying, Lisa can protest all she wants as an elderly single lady.
Coraline was number three at the box office. Pink Panther 2, Mall Blart. What? Paul Blart Mall Cop was number five. Push, Slumdog Millionaire, Gran Torino, The Uninvited, and Hotel for Dogs rounding out your top ten at the box office. Hotel for Dogs, by the way.
Don't even go there.
One of those ladies could have gone there. I'm just saying. Amy Winehouse. The story just keeps getting better.
How can it?
I don't know who that is.
No one knows who she is.
Who is she?
Not famous.
How she can is, it keep getting better?
She's in St. Lucia, the Caribbean island of St. Lucia, celebrating her
goodness
upcoming demise. I'm not sure what she's partying like. She's got a bucket list down there or something. I'm not sure. But apparently she has adopted a $700 a week pot habit while staying at the resort.
Wow.
You know how much pot you can buy for 700 bucks in the Caribbean, by the way? It's not like out here in the valley where you have to drive to some guy's house in Pacoima, you know? It's everywhere down there, and it's cheap.
Yeah.
Right.
She's smoking $700 a week worth of it. She's having a good time. She says it's not affecting her productivity, by the way.
Right, no.
You know why? Because she's not doing anything.
There's no producing to slow down.
Word is she smokes about 10 joints a day.
Oh, my God.
But friends say she still goes through a tough personal training workout in the afternoon.
Oh, shut up.
That's what they say. She's working out in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she is.
Smoking in the morning, working out in the afternoon, and then has been donating her time giving local children singing lessons.
Yep.
At one of the local schools.
Well, she's doing all that. When is she crawling around on the floor stealing drinks?
Well, that's
when
at does night. That that's happen? The night. That's cocktail hour, Lisa.
She's trying to buy weed from the little kids.
Apparently, she showed up at a local school to teach her lessons in a bikini.
Oh, no, no, no.
But the headmaster of the school made her change into a children's size physical education uniform before she was allowed to approach any of the kids.
Good choice.
So she's wearing like a PE outfit, three sizes too small, and teaching kids how to sing while stoned.
What could be wrong with that?
Nothing. I want to be in that class
their school
so badly.
System. Their school system must just have no... You know, standards. Any kind of standards or rules at all.
Just let the kids sure. hang out with the drug addicts.
If you want out, sure, bring her in.
Cut to the chase. Spencer and Heidi first had their fake engagement, then their fake marriage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Now Star Magazine reports that they're working on a fake divorce to try to get more coverage for their
dear God.
Relationship.
But if they're not really married, how can they get a divorce?
It's not a real divorce, Bean. It's a fake divorce.
Exactly.
Okay.
They're going to have some sort of very public spat and then talk about how they're...
they've had it. They're done.
Annulling their unofficial marriage.
I think they're on one of the shows tonight. Maybe Leno. Maybe that's part of it, is they're going to try to garner some press by saying something outrageous.
Yeah.
And we've known it for a long time. Finally, we've got hard, fast evidence. A woman in the audience of the Tyra Banks show went into convulsions last week. We've been saying for a while, she is no goddamn good for you, but now we have physical evidence.
It happens all the time to viewers of the show, but now you're saying actually in the audience, huh?
Bystanders tell the New York Post that paramedics were called and the young lady quickly passed out while in the audience. And that was bad.
Will you embrace my big fat ass?
The guests of the show were the two kids from Slumdog Millionaire.
Yeah. Oh.
They said they went out of their way to make sure that the woman who had convulsions got an autographed CD of the soundtrack. Oh, that's sweet. That'll help her. Put that on. Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding. Isn't that insane?
That's crazy.
Was that not crazy?
It sure was.
By the way, you mocked the Indian music in that movie, Ralph. They nominated like three of those songs for Best Song Oscars, yet no freaking Bruce Springsteen for The Wrestler. What's up with that? The one that won the Golden Globe for Best Original Song for a Movie, which is a great song.
It's not nominated for an Oscar either, by the way.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about Grammys or something.
Yeah, no, I'm saying for the Oscars. It's not nominated for an Oscar, yet three of those Indian songs from Slumdog are nominated.
Yeah, I was wondering if maybe it was a... Sometimes they have, like, hinky qualifications for that category. You know, like it has to be original. It couldn't be from another source. Maybe he wrote it before he wrote it for the movie.
Not this time. It was written for the movie, and it was eligible. It just got passed over, which I mean, he's won an Oscar for a song from a movie before, so it's not
for
like
Philadelphia,
they don't know,
right?
know him and like him. Yeah. It's just, I'm still cheesed off about that.
Maybe he should have written it like this. Ding, 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 ding. Today's celebrity birthday is Joe Pesci. He's 66 years old today. Travis Tritt turns 46. Chad Wolf of Carolina Liner is 33, and Gigi Zhang from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon turns 30 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman, and welcome to Showbiz Beat.
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks to our special guest Andy Samberg for joining us today from Saturday Night Live. Of course, he and his band The Lonely Island have a new CD and DVD collection out called Incredibad. If you're a big fan of Jazz in My Pants or Duck in a Box and all those other songs that they do that are funny, you can pick it up. Incredibad, available everywhere tomorrow.
This afternoon, 5 o'clock, Kevin and Bean Show, more Grammy recap, more interviews from Psycho Mike. Plus, we're going to talk about this this pilot of the plane. I don't know if you've heard about this or not. The plane went down in New York in the river.
What?
And this pilot was really calm.
Hey, Drinky. You can't land a plane in a river, Kevin.
This guy did it on TV.
Would you sober up?
Tomorrow morning, we have Shayla Hershey.
I've taken her highway a few times. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, no, you did it!
She crazy. She is a housewife who got 38 triple Ks.
This is what she ended up with. This was her ninth breast enlargement surgery because they were never big enough, so she kept having to go back for more. I can't imagine the scarring from something like that, but we'll ask her about it. We'll talk to her tomorrow morning.
Plus, she's coming in, right?
I think she's...
There's no room for her.
On the phone
in Texas.
We would
all have to leave the studio.
Well, maybe the traffic reporter might have to. That's for sure. That's all I'm saying.
Plus, Bean's dog trainer is having a really funny joke at his expense. We'll tell you more about that tomorrow. CareerBuilder.com, they have the germiest jobs. Ours is one of the top five.
That's why I'm sick again.
Probably.
And more tickets for Kevin and Bean's horrible singles party.
It's interesting. Every job on that list, the germiest jobs, involves people who work in close proximity to Jed the Fish. Did you notice that?
I did not know that.
Very weird. All right. All of that this afternoon and tomorrow on the Kevin and Bean Show. But don't go away. Cat Corbett is next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock Next, including Nirvana. Also, Cake, The Offspring, Dramarama. Yeah. And more coming up on K-Rock. The 51st Annual Grammy Awards were last night on CBS. They may still be going on. I had to turn the TV off to do this broadcast today, but they were a long show. And the number one thing I'm getting via email from our listeners is, wow, Kevin's announcing has really improved. He really sounds good on the Grammys.
And that girl that they had was good, I thought. I thought she was way better than me.
It wasn't you.
No,
so they made the right choice.
That's correct, yes. The Grammys last night on paper beforehand looked pretty entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of big names, a lot of big performances.
Well, and a lot, I know you generally, you don't like to watch these shows, but a lot of bands that you really like were there. U2 and Coldplay and Radiohead and Kanye West. I mean, there were a lot of terrific performances scheduled.
Yeah, there were.
Well, what happened? What went wrong?
2.5 hours of filler other than that. Stevie Wonder was their house band last night, and he came out and did a little bit of Superstition. Okay, so classic song, right?
Yes.
Classic song. And he did that in a duet with the Jonas Brothers. And here's a little of that. So
that's
that
a joke, right? You edited that up.
I did not edit that at all.
They suck so bad, these Jonas Brothers. I know that the little girls think they're cute, but they're horrible. I feel so terrible for Stevie Wonder. The poor man is blind. He never knows where he
poor
is.
Poor man's blind? I heard he was dead. I didn't know he's blind.
They keep putting him in all these situations, and you know they're laughing behind his back. Look, we got Stevie Wonder on stage with the Jonas Brothers. He doesn't know.
Blink-182 got together last night again, finally.
Together again, here's Blink-182.
Isn't it great to see the Jonas Brothers and Stevie Wonder back together again?
We used to play music together, and we decided we're going to play music together again.
That is a anticlimactic announcement.
Sure was.
We get one time
back together
again. We used to play, and then we didn't, and now we do.
And now we're back.
It was weird because I feel like as a fan of theirs, and I really like that band a lot, I feel like I'm more excited about it than they are. Like it almost seemed like someone had a gun to their head backstage and forced them to go out and stand next to guys they hate. I wish I weren't reading the body language that way, but it didn't look like they were having any fun up there on the stage.
Now, Psycho Mike, you did some interviews over the weekend.
Yep.
Some hard-hitting interviews. Some really top-notch celebrities.
Yeah, it's really crazy when you go to this Grammy roundtable deal because it's like, hey, there's Nickelback, there's T-Pain and Wheezy. Oh, there's Al Gore. You know, it's like the only place you see like a really weird collection of people. And it's really good to get these important, meaningful interviews.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we could do Michelle Obama. I got that. We could do Dave Grohl and Paul McCartney about their performance.
Okay. What is our other option?
No, you know what? Go with Tezonde.
Hey, how you doing? Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. Baby born would die before in the sin. There we go. There's a little bit of impromptu chocolate rain.
Tay,
Take us back to the time when you're recording Chocolate Rain.
Okay, but first I got to give you this candy bar.
Please do. Yeah, you're
candy bar. Candy bar.
Give me a chocolate candy bar.
I got to give you the chocolate candy bar. Giving them out everywhere here today at the Grammys.
I don't even know what to say. This means so much to me.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. No, when I was recording Chocolate Rain, I was basically a disgruntled grad student in my living room, and it led to all this attention.
Did you ever in a million years, even in your wildest dreams, imagine that Chocolate Rain would lead to all this?
I had no idea. No idea.
Now, what is Chocolate Rain about?
I say the question is more important than the answer. You got to let the question marinate in your head.
I have for a long time. I really have. Chocolate Rain, it means a lot to me, and I've got a couple ideas. And you
okay?
Run
throw out some ideas. Throw out some ideas.
Is it about black porn?
Oh, I'd say that's like a no sound.
Is it have anything to do with diarrhea?
Oh, I don't know.
That's a yes.
That is a yes, by the way.
Right?
Hard hitting interview, Mike.
Mike, I got to tell you. Wow, that was, he doesn't need to be so nebulous about his lyrics, right? You were mentioning that this morning. Some artists go, it can mean whatever you want.
So I'll tolerate that.
Not the Chocolate Rain
some
guy.
Dudes that come in on the morning show and they're really valid artists and they say, you know, I'd rather leave that up for interpretation. Right. And they're trying to be, you know, stoic and what. Listen, Chocolate Rain boy. Tell me what the goddamn song's about.
We've already given you too much of our attention.
Right.
All right, let's get to the Katy Perry interview because this.
I mean, she's a pretty big artist.
Stunning.
Yeah.
I mean, can you think of a bigger artist right now? I mean, especially for females. I was really excited to get this interview, so I figured I was going to make the most of it, guys. Okay, here we go.
Katy! Miss Perry, come on. 2 minutes. Come on, Katy. Come on, you know you want to. Come on! Katy! Hey! Go! Yo!
At what point did you give up on getting her?
And just concentrate on getting Tourette's.
Make random noises.
Because at these deals, you're sitting around a bunch of tables of other radio and television stations,
right.
And they all have their mics live, and they're doing other interviews at the time.
Oh, so they're all looking at you like you're crazy?
Once I realized I wasn't going to get Katy Perry, no matter how much I asked, I figured I might as well just ruin as many interviews as I possibly can.
I see. You did get a picture with her, which is up at the website.
Yeah.
And there's also a picture up at the website of MIA, who was pregnant and due yesterday.
Yes.
And had a super, super tight outfit on and had like sweats or something. Had like soccer balls on her boobs.
They were like pasties, you know, pasties that you put on nipples, but they were like yarmulke size. She looked like she took dude's yarmulkes and made them into pasties.
That's the worst thing I've ever seen in my life.
And you saw so much of her stomach, you could actually count the baby's toes looking at her. I mean,
oh
it was
God.
Rough.
This pilot, this dude of the U.S. Airways jet that landed in the Hudson River.
Mm-hmm. Captain Sully?
He's not right in the head. There's something. How does. I'm more upset at that in traffic, and you know, on the freeway, at home, a dog barks. Well, how does this guy keep his cool under those circumstances?
He has ice water in his veins. He gave his first official sit-down interview last night with Katie Couric on 60 Minutes, and he talked about how he forced himself to use the training. He's been a pilot for 42 years to stay calm in the situation. He said he didn't think about anything else except for how to land the plane safely, and people are asking him, you know, did everything slow down? Did you pray? He said, nope, none of that. All he had time to do was concentrate on how to get that plane down, and it was a pretty interesting interview to see how calm and cool he stayed. And in fact, the tapes were released from the FAA last week of what it was like in those 2 minutes before the plane landed in the Hudson, and you can't believe how cool this guy sounds.
This is Cactus 1539. Hit birds, lost thrust on both engines, returning back towards LaGuardia.
Okay, so those of you that don't know the story closely, they hit birds in both engines and lost both engines at the same time.
Wow.
Which seems bad.
Tower, stop your departure. It's got emergency returning. Cactus 1529, which engines? He lost thrust in both engines, he said.
Got it.
Cactus 1529, we can get it for you. Do you want to try to land 1913?
We're unable. We may end up in the Hudson.
May end up in the Hudson.
All right, Cactus 1549, it's going to be left traffic to runway 31.
Unable.
Okay, what do you need to land? Cactus 1549, runway 4 is available if you want to make left traffic to runway 4.
Idiot. Okay,
I'm not sure we can make any runway. What's over to our right? Anything in New Jersey? Maybe Teterboro?
Okay, yeah, off your right side is Teterboro Airport. Cactus 1529, turn right 280. You can land runway 1 at Teterboro.
We can't do it.
Okay, which runway would you like at Teterboro?
We're going to be in the Hudson.
All I'm sorry, say again, Cactus?
210-4718. I think he said he was going in the Hudson.
Cactus 1529, East on.
Honestly, don't you... Aren't you more excited about, like,
I'm going down?
On TV?
We're going down!
Yeah. No can do. We're going to the Hudson.
It is. It's pretty remarkable. And by the way, most of us would be barely able to concentrate on flying the plane, much less also be having a conversation with air traffic control at the same time. But they're able to just juggle so many things.
I would have been yelling, stop giving me runways. I can't make it. You know?
Exactly. The guy said on 60 Minutes last night that he is not comfortable with the term being a hero. But I don't know how you say this dude who saved 155 lives is not a hero. And I'm very excited to say we've got the captain on the phone with us right now, ladies and gentlemen. Captain Sullenberger, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kevin and Bean. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Well, first of all, congratulations. You deserve all the adulation you have been getting in the last couple of weeks since you made that amazing landing, sir. We're very, very honored to have you on the show.
Well, I appreciate you saying that, but I don't feel necessarily that's the case, but I sure appreciate it.
I know you mentioned that it was your training that it was basically the default that you went into was just concentrate on doing the job you were trained to do, but how do you stay so cool when so much is going wrong around you, sir?
Like you mentioned, it's just a matter of doing what you've been trained to do and focusing on the tasks at hand. And this way you don't let your emotions run too wild with you.
Doesn't sound like that's a problem for you, sir.
I'm a pretty even-keeled fellow, ordinarily. Yeah. And so I don't have a lot of issues when it comes to getting too excited or too upset because I have a good temperament for flying that way.
Well, it sure sounds like you were certainly the right man at the right time for that job, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Captain?
Yeah.
What's going on? What's all that noise?
Just dropped my wedding ring into my garbage disposal.
You dropped your wedding ring?
I was washing some dishes and the wedding ring went in the garbage disposal.
Oh, no.
Huh. Oh, yeah. Wow. That's a drag. That would upset me if I lost my wedding ring like that.
That's okay. It's all right.
Dude, it's cool.
So, like I was saying, we just... you don't mind if I make some toast here? I'm making some breakfast for myself. Do you mind?
Not at all.
Just make some toast.
Weird time of day to make breakfast, but okay. I mean, what's going on with your toaster?
Toaster's on fire. Hold on, I gotta grab a fire.
Well, put the phone down and get the fire out.
Yeah, I got it. No worries.
The toaster. Your kitchen just caught on fire.
It's out. It's not a problem. Like I was saying, I have a good temperament for flying, and after 40 years of focusing on you know, the job is. I'm sorry, guys. I got the grandkids are over.
Oh, okay.
My grandchild.
What's happening? What's going on, Captain?
My granddaughter just burst into flames.
What?
I'm not quite sure what happened.
Well, then hang up the phone and help her.
Yeah, hold on a second. All right, I got it. She's out.
You got
a lot of drama. Hang up.
No, it's fine. Don't worry about that. I have a pretty good multitasking, so I'm pretty good here.
Wow. But isn't that terrifying when you see it? What's that? Captain?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Seems like some sort of meteorite or something has fallen from my room.
A lot of bad things happening to you, Captain.
Some sort of satellite has dropped down or some sort of meteorite. I'm not sure what that
is.
Sorry, I'll get that later.
Are you okay?
No worries. I'll clean it up in a second.
What do you mean you'll get that later?
I'll clean it up later. So, I'll tell you, we got an award up here in Danville, and I'm telling you, it was pretty amazing for the crew and for myself.
Captain Sullenberger?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Feels like an earthquake. Bit of an earthquake.
Wow, it's so big.
The ground is opening up here in the middle of the house.
Right after the meteorite?
Yeah.
And the baby on fire? And the kitchen catching fire?
One of those days, you know? I'm just sorry you got out of bed.
What does it take to get you excited?
Well, like I said, I'm not very excitable as a person, so it doesn't really matter, though. I tend to keep my cool while others lose their...
Do you need help?
No, I'm okay. I'm sure it'll stop in a second.
Not if Omar has anything to do with it.
There we go. That seems to be the worst of it right there.
Are you all right? Is anything still standing?
Not so much, no. It's just me and the phone. Pretty much in an empty lot here. Pretty much.
Maybe you should...
What the hell is that, a spider? Ah, spider! Ah!
Spider! Somebody kill it! Somebody kill it! It's a fucking spider! Somebody kill it! Oh, I hate spiders!
By the way, on the morning show again tomorrow, we'll have more tickets for the Kevin Bean singles party. Friday the 13th is this weekend, and we're having a singles party. It's a horrible singles party brought to you by the movie Friday the 13th. And I think we have some tickets to give away for the afternoon listeners as well right now. Is that right?
We do. We'll take callers 10 and 11. You have to be single. You have to be 21 or over. And we're looking for Valentine's horror stories.
Okay.
So we're going to put together a party. It's going to be this Friday night, Friday the 13th.
So they'll tell their horror stories to the phone ops, and then
that's right.
The phone ops say, hey, that's a good story.
That's exactly
haven't thought
right.
through yes. this entirely.
I don't know. I think the screening process may be a little tough, Kevin. I don't know. We
really worked this one out.
We're going to let a lot of people in that way.
In advance.
The point is, we're giving away tickets in the morning and in the afternoon all this week. If you are single and don't want to be so for Valentine's Day weekend, we can hook you up here on the Kevin and Bean Show, both editions on the world famous K-Rock. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Monday. What's going on?
Remember last week I brought you Christian Bale, right? Remember I brought you him?
Yes, that happened.
A little bow. Tied right. A little bow around Christian Bale. Dropped him off on your doorstep.
Right. What do you got today?
Nobody today, but Wednesday.
This coming?
This coming Wednesday right. on the morning show.
Yes.
I'll be bringing in a little friend of mine named Sarah Shahi. She'll be coming into the studio.
She's on that TV show Life?
She sure is.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, is such a great show.
Did you say coming into the studio?
Yeah. Bring her in the studio. Bring her in.
Bring a squeegee.
Should we send Mike out?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I don't want to terrorize
her. Send him out now.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Awesome.
So she'll be dropping by. She is a lovely and talented actress. I love Life. And I love the TV show Life as well. Mm-hmm. And she's great on it. And now she's going to have a baby. Which, if it ruins my show, I'm going to kick her ass. That's what I'm going to tell her when she gets here. I ruined Life.
Don't you ruin that TV show.
There will be hell to pay. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office this weekend, shall we? We do it every Monday. He's Just Not That Into You. Debuted at number one this weekend. 27.5 million lonely, lonely women went to the first movie.
Yeah.
You don't realize how many lonely women there are in the world until you open a movie like this.
So they go out, they buy cat food, and then they go to the movies, and then they come home and have a TV dinner. That's how it works.
They sit by themselves, and they cry, and then they...
You know, you
do not want to be on the road when that movie lets out, you know?
Sometimes we
get back in their Hugos.
A partner.
Their what?
Hugos. That's what they're driving mostly, the Hugo.
And then we choose that to go with our girlfriends because it's fun. Sometimes that's what happens. Yeah. And then we go back to our respective partners where we are happily involved.
Partners.
Yeah. Friends and partners. Okay. All right. Isaac Asimov, do you have any other science fiction you want to write for us? Okay. Sure.
Is it your partner in this case, if you're going to see this movie, a Pearl Rabbit or something, Lisa? Oh, seriously.
Geez. Wow.
Your partner, Bob, battery-operated boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? Taken was number two at the box office. Figures those women would stay away in droves from something called Taken. Oh. Just something that just reminds them of how alone they are.
They'll never be.
They'll never be taken.
Oh, man, you're on a roll.
I'm just saying. Crap. It's rough. Coraline was number three. Pink Panther 2 was number four. Then Paul Blart Mall Cop came in at number five. Push. Slumdog Millionaire. Gran Torino. The Uninvited Hotel for Dogs rounding out your top 10 at the box office this weekend. Dancing with the Stars. Everyone excited? The eighth season?
Nope.
Well, I'm kind of curious, I gotta admit.
Well, now we know. We know the cast. Belinda Carlisle will be dancing her little tootsies off for us.
Really?
Okay.
Ooh, baby, do you know what that's worth? You make heaven a place on earth. Isn't that her hit single?
Close enough.
Yeah, yeah. She, of course, from the legendary Go-Go's, but she's a pretty private person, lives in France, doesn't really do much in the way of publicity. I was surprised to see her name on this list.
Maybe she wasn't aware of the show. Maybe she didn't know how bad it was, and that's why she said yes.
Could be.
Denise Richards will also be dancing on the show. It's a chance for me to hate her all over again, which is good. Sure. NFL player Lawrence Taylor, LT, from the New York Giants, will be dancing. Steve-O from Jackass.
Yep. What?
Can't
that
wait.
That is bizarre.
That's gonna be awesome. Steve-O.
If this is what he's doing when he's sober, maybe he should go back to the drugs. Seems like life was a little richer for him when he was loaded.
He
cleans up and goes on Dancing with the Stars.
That's bad advice. There's nobody who watches Dancing with the Stars who has ever heard of Steve-O.
That's true.
Right. Jewel and her husband, Ty Murray, will both be on the show. As will David Alan Greer, our buddy Dag. Steve Wozniak, co-founder of Apple Computers.
Wow, that's weird.
Gold medal winning Olympic gymnast Shawn Johnson. That seems a little unfair.
You think?
Yeah. Let's see. Who else we got? Oh, that's right. Chuck Wicks.
Oh, Chuck Wicks.
Chuck Wicks will be on the show.
Who? Sure. I don't know who that is.
He is sure Chuck Wicks.
He's a lot of...
apparently, he is the country singing boyfriend of Julianne Hough, who is one of the dancers on the show. She's returning this season.
And as I guess his partner?
Part of the hostage negotiation was that she had to have her boyfriend come along or else she wasn't going to come in.
Come on, honey. Let's go. Get me on the show.
I'll come back to the show, but you have to let me bring my nobody boyfriend who desperately needs the press. Okay, you're in.
Country music sucks.
Sure does, Bart Simpson. Russell Simmons has a new lady friend. New York Daily News says that the hip-hop mogul was spotted having an intimate dinner with a model named Julie Henderson. She apparently will be in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition coming up.
All right, then.
Month, so,
she's hot.
All right now.
She's
hot.
Mike knows.
There goes Mike.
Mike, literally, if a woman is hot,
if there's
he will
a model in the world, he has seen her. So Julie Henderson, you know who Julie Henderson is?
I've seen her pictures. She's way hot.
Where have you seen her picture?
Around.
AskMen.com, Egotastic, stuff like that.
I believe that Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue comes out this week, by the way.
There you go. Even better. You got that to look forward to. And TV news, CBS announced 5 new pilots they've picked up on Friday for 5 new series.
Is Captain Sullenberger one of them?
See?
Because it's a pilot.
And that's also what they call it.
How does he do it?
Preliminary TV series episode. Jerry Bruckheimer's got some more shows on the air, which is good.
Okay.
The guy's hurting. He's just got all the CSIs and the cold cases and the... living on a dream. What's that one? We're looking for people. Looking,
I don't know what that
looking
is.
Looking for a prayer. What's that guy?
Without a trace. There you go.
That's his. Medical dramas now. Bruckheimer's getting into medical dramas. Miami Trauma.
No.
Yeah.
That's
about a team of trauma surgeons saving lives in Miami.
That's ER in Miami?
They're Miami Trauma. No, isn't it's Miami Trauma.
Oh. Isn't that Third Watch? I mean, isn't that all the shows?
No, it's Miami Trauma. You have special cases in Miami. Oh, no, I've got a flamingo stuck up my ass. I need Miami Drama.
Now I'm in.
To remove the beak. And Three Rivers, another medical series from Jerry. This is about organ transplants through the eyes of the doctors who transplant them. Three Rivers. Oh, there's Three Rivers coming towards me. I better transplant an organ.
I don't think that's
Three Rivers.
Literal. It's got to be said at a hospital in Pittsburgh, I imagine, or something, right?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
Either that or it's Joan Rivers, Melissa Rivers, and Rivers Cuomo all starring
nice.
In Three Rivers.
I wish.
How about that? Come on.
I'm pretty good.
That just came out of me.
On short notice? That was pretty
short
impressive.
Short notice. Take a look at today's Celebrity Birthday Show. The cold medicine is kicking in. I apologize.
Ralph's sick.
Did I mention Sarah Shahi's coming in on Wednesday?
You did? Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is Gigi Zhang.
Hey.
Ah. Man, oh man, there's a lot of ugly noises being made on this program.
I thought Beam was one of those guys from a kung fu movie. I can't believe you mentioned that name. Oh, no, I'm very upset. I will teach you. My kung fu is better than yours.
I had a rather surprising leak when I heard her name.
Oh man.
I'm just saying.
I am not a fan of you.
Are the Huggies not doing the job anymore there, Junior?
I guess not.
Yes, surprising leak is playing Coachella. All right, we're all thinking it.
Gigi Zhang is 30 years old today. Chad Wolf of Carolina Liar is 33. Travis Tritt, country musician, is 46. And Joe Pesci, legendary wise guy from the movies, he is 66. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Well, 8 heads in a duffel bag. That's all you need to know about Joe Pesci, right?
Oh, what about the one where he was the homeless guy in college? What the hell was that one called?
Oh, God, with Brandon Fraser.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Saving Harvard or something like that.
Stealing Harvard.
Stealing Harvard. Stealing
is
home.
Is that it?
No, I thought Stealing
no
Harvard
place like
was
home.
With Tom Green.
Just know we're still on the air. Is anyone aware of that?
All right. We'll continue this on the after show. Kevin, what's coming up on tomorrow morning's all-new morning edition of the Kevin Beach Show?
Well, Bean's dog trainer is playing a huge joke on him.
It's Miami Trauma.
Can't wait.
Bean's house.
Can't wait to tell you what it involves, but it involves his dog's ass, and I think that this is a colossal joke, and we have to discuss it tomorrow.
By the way, Lisa's been doing this for years.
I have.
Yeah, really.
I can guarantee that it works.
So is Mike, by the way. There's a woman in Texas who got like 17 breast enlargements. She now has
17 breasts?
Enlargement surgery.
Oh, I see.
She now has 38 triple Ks.
Much more interesting if she had 17 breasts.
Yes, it would. 38 triple K. is the
boobies.
I guess.
I told you I used to go out with a natural H, right?
Yeah.
Natural H.
Natural H.
Yeah, they're good.
So we'll talk to her tomorrow morning.
I wonder how much bigger triple K's is than an H. We'll have to ask her.
You know we're still in the air, right?
I'm just asking.
Okay. And the Kevin and Bean Horrible Singles Party. More tickets tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
It is interesting that when others are talking, Kevin has standards for what's entertaining and acceptable, isn't it?
Well, you guys aren't interesting like I am.
Nicole Alvarez has 60 minutes of commercial-free nonstop K-Rock music next, including System of a Down.
Glendale.
Also, he's out. He's after Sarah Shaw, he's out. He's
got Weezer, we got Know You Girls, the new one from like Friends, and Linkin Park, and more straight ahead, all coming up right here on the world-famous K-Rock.
Weezer? Hey, you like the Weezer?